know, the Martinis there. And this Jim Lamadre Jungle to use our terminology. So we use the gist where the Mishnah says that there is a din that in the middle of Kriyat Shema one is permitted to be Mastig and to set up the person wants to shmuel in the middle of Kriyat Shema, that business, or that family, some to greet someone that you're not allowed to. But if there's a special shot on top of our hero, on a Kriyat Kovoy, then the Mishnah has a special lesson. We know that this happened is based on the Pasuk, the Dibar Tavon, and the Chachamim Darj in the Pasuk shot of the Dibar Tavon means he was all that and learned. The Rabbanu Shlomo requires of us we should all be talking and learning all day long. In part of one blood is on the table, one is not permitted to talk on the table. The Gemara says in Yuma, one has talked to the table over there, says one who talks to on the table and is very down his feet, so that would be part of one, but blood is on the table. But in addition to the simple interpretation, there's another level of interpretation in this passage, would be part of one that you're permitted to speak in the middle of Kriyashma. Exactly to what extent are you permitted to speak to those who say, so let me start our thoughts about the Chachamim. So the Tanayim had a dispute, and their review to Adam Achlekes, are you only permitted to be Mastik? One Tana says, Rav Meir says, you're only permitted to be Mastik in the middle of the Perek, in the middle of a Parsha, only if they have Yira. To be Mastik in between one Parsha and the other, it means Shema V'Hayam Shleim, it means Shema V'Hayam Shleim, then it doesn't have to be only if they have Yira, even if they have Kovet is also good. That's the sheet of Rav Meir. And we pass from like Rav Yudin. Rav Meir, Rav Yudin, Allah is Rav Yudin. Whenever there's a machleik to Rav Meir on somebody else, we usually don't accept Rav Meir's opinion. So we pass from like Rav Yudin over there, that in the middle of a parasha, you're permitted to initiate a greeting to someone else, Mitznei HaYiro, if you're afraid for your life. The Pesach says not only afraid for your life, like Rashi says, Pesach says to greet Thomas Kochama, to greet your parents, for whom you have a fee of Mora. Not that you're afraid they're going to kill you, but Rashi learns also, the Rashi and the Rambam learns, but we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, even if it's a person to whom you have a chiyuv mora, so you're permitted to initiate a greeting, to say good Shabbos to him or good morning to him. And if someone else greeted you, so then if you're mechuyuv b'chvoto, even if you're not mechuyuv in his mora, but you're just mechuyuv b'chvoto, then you're permitted to answer the Messiah Kovit. And if it's Beit Erik, Lit Erik, in between one parish and the other, in between Yotzei Hamoris and the second block, in between Abrech Lamech Sol Yavo and Shema, in between Shema V'Yom Shema, and so on, in between one parish and the other, then you're permitted to initiate the greeting, even if it's only Shema Yakova, and you're permitted to answer if the other one greets you, Meshu Shalom L'chol Adam. That's what the Chacham itself, that by the Sarakas, and the Chacham, they thought that's the way to dodge the Pasuk. Okay, the Pasuk is vague, and that's how they dodge. The Gemara had a shayla, what would you say regarding Hallel? If a person is in the middle of reciting Hallel, would you say the same distinction? That the Eterek with Terek, you have this Heter, and the Emsa Terek, you have that Heter? Perhaps I should say, the Gemara discusses specifically Hallel on Chanukah, and Kriyas on the Gila on Purim. Yes. Gant Hallel on Chanukah, Gant Hallel on Chanukah, Hallel on a regular Yom Tov. So that's going to be the same as Kriyashma. Whatever Heta you have in the middle of Kriyashma, you have in the middle of Hallel as well. But Hallel on Chanukah, as Mark said, is a Yeshpana Bakan, Yeshpana Bakan. On the one hand, Hallel on Chanukah is only the Rabbanon, and Kriyas on the Gil is only the Rabbanon, so you should certainly have the Heta that you have in Kriyashma. Kriyashma is a Hamid Kamara. So you have to recite from a Kula, that you're permitted to be Mastik in the middle of the Hakovim and Yura. The Hallel on Chanukah and Kriyas on the Gil is only the Rabbanon, like Tolstein, that you have the Heta. I do what the Gemara said, maybe you should say that on the top of your Dalam and Al. Maybe you should say there's some Nisa or this. The Pashto says Alam Sukkis would certainly be different. Yeah, there's no time to say that it should be Chomer. The whole topic of the Gemara, whether a Halalam paper for Sukkis is in the Asarim and the Rabban and that was a Machlekis that we had. The Machlekis between Rashi and Pesach later. But the Halalam and Yamim Tayyib is there. The Halalam Chanukah is closed and it's only the Rabban. But the whole time of the Gemara to say that maybe Hallel on Chanukah and maybe Kriyas on the Gila on Purim is more Chomer than Kriyashma, and you don't have the same degree of Heter, Allah Almighty the Gemara says the same Heter, you have by Kriyashma, you have by Hallel as well. Yes. But the whole subject of the Yipayah, the whole time of the Gemara raised the possibility that maybe Hallel on Chanukah and maybe Kriyas on the Gila should be more Chomer than Kriyashma was because of Pesum Inikis. So that notion of Pesum Inikis only applies to Hallel on Chanukah. Because on Chanukah you're obligated to recite Hallel in order to be referred from the net. On Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, the Hallel is because of Simchat Yom Tov, has nothing to do with Pesumim Nisim. Even though the word Nisim that occurred on Shavuot Shel Pesach, the word Nisim that occurred on Shavuot, the Nisim that occurred on Sukkot also, but the Hallel is not recited out of Pesumim Nisim. The Hallel is only recited because of the Simchat Yom Tov. So we now come to the conclusion that Hallel on Chanukah is the same as any other Hallel, which is the same as Kriyashma,
The Dems are Terek and they Terek with Terek, all the same thing in the Krishna carried over the house.
They swore and the Gimel is like hollow, so maybe we should say the same thing by the Gimel Kokotot.
Right, that was the Gemara Shasin, exactly right, that was the Gemara Dibaya, both together. Hollow on Chanukah and Megillah on Purim, the Gemara puts them together, they're the same category, they're both owned by the Rabbanon, and they both contain this idea of the Silly Nisha. So maybe should be more common than Kriyashma, the more comes to the conclusion, no, it's the same thing as Kriyashma. But then the more concludes, but that's only when you recite Gantawa. But it's just on... Yeah, that's a good question. You mean if I'm going to greet somebody in the middle of the gill, I'm going to miss a few words. If I missed a few words, then I have to make up. Gemara means that if I'm reading my own Megillah, if I'm reading my own Megillah, and I pause in the middle, and then I'll continue to read later on. But if I'm going to miss words in the Bakar, then I have to make up those words. The thing is that, let's say, if I have a printed Chumash, so if you read the Megillah from the printed Chumash, you're not used to. You have to hear, you have to either read from a cloth, or you have to hear from the Bakar and read from the cloth. But what happens, the Gemara says, what happens if you have a Megillah that most of the Megillah is written there, and a few words or a few psukim are rubbed down here and there. So the Gemara says to Masechet Megillah that as long as the life of the Megillah is written on the cloth, that's kosher, you can lay the meals of the Megillah out there. So that's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. That's what it says in the big Shulchan Aruch, says like that. It's about there. No, even about Torah. Even about Torah, like that. So it says, Halacha L'maaseh, that if I'm listening to the Kriyas HaMegillah in Shul, and I missed a few words, so the few words are only a mute of the whole Megillah Sefer. Megillah Sefer is Halacha Megillah. So if I just missed a few words, I should read those few words from a printed Chumash. If I have a Megillah, it's a very good. I have a Kosher Megillah. But even if I don't have a Kosher Megillah, I can delete to those few words by reading them quickly from a printed Chumash. And then I should read so quickly until I'll catch up with the Will of our careers, and then I'll continue to listen to the Kriya from the Quran. As long as the Rai of the Megillah was heard from a Kosher Megillah. In Kriya Shema, the mitzvah and atzeret, and you're permitted to be mastered in the middle, so certainly, that's how the Gemara says, on the one hand, certainly Megillah and Kriya Tahal Olam Chanukah, which is one of the Rabbanon, certainly you have the hesed to be mastered. But on the other hand, there's another consideration that maybe you'll lose the Pesach and Nisa. You hear a talk in the middle of the Megillah, talk in the middle of the hour, so you don't accomplish the Pesach and Nisa. That was the Gemara's topic. The Gemara came to the conclusion, you ignore that topic, that the Kavach HaChaim, that you said is the correct Kavach HaChaim. So we talk from Allah HaMaisa that the same Hefter Hefter that applies to the Bais HaBom that you're permitted to be Masjid in Kriya Shema, the same Heferim applies to the Halal, even on Chanukah, and applies to the Mikra Megillah.
Every Rabban, the Hefter of Halal, is even greater.
No, it says the same.
No.
My topic was, is it the same or is it Mohammed? Comes out from Maskor, it's the same. That's what we talk from Shulchan Aruch, that it's the same. The Gemara just says that Bamedva Mamlun, that's only on a day, the Yomim, that you say Gantalo. Dain on Chanukah, let's say.
There's nothing
wrong. Yes, all that's in Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, when you say Gantalo. But what about Rosh Chodesh? When you leave that part of the Hallel, so then the Gemara says you're permitted to be Mastered, even the Emcha HaTerek, to the same extent that you have a Hesed to be Mastered, same Peretz LePeretz. Whatever Hesed you have to be Mastered, what Hesed do you have to be Mastered, same Peretz LePeretz. You're permitted to initiate a greeting, even if they are covered, to initiate a greeting, even if they are covered, and to be made shalom uchalava. That's how we talk like Rav Yudah, halacha like Rav Yudah. You can be made shalom uchalava, and you're permitted to greet somebody shalom if they are covered, and made shalom uchalava. So that heter applies on Rosh Chodesh, when you say Chati Halo, or on the last days of Pesach, when you say Chati Halo, that heter applies even then, so why? The pashtus is because since you have a right to skip, so you can stop over there, you can skip the rest of the Peretz, you can stop where you are. That's called Bein Peretz LePeretz. You can consider that Tov HaPeretz. Just because it's printed in the Siddur that you skip this, you skip that, you skip the other thing. We only skip right at two half paragraphs. The parts that we skip are half paragraphs. They're the first parts of a paragraph, yeah. We skip my mono. Right, whenever you skip, whenever you say Chatzi Halakha, it's only three Nishan Minim. What is only obligated to recite the Halakha Nishan Minim? So the Minim is that you just skip. Why do we skip? So we explain. The Gemara says at the end of Masechta Shabbos, that Horim Ahal B'chol Yom Harid Mecharif Megadah. The Gemara says you're not permitted to recite Halakha on a day that you're not mechuyif to recite. One is only permitted to recite Halakha when you're mechuyif. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, the half a day I've instituted a minig on Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says in Tainis Av Chav Ches, the quote says, that the minig to recite Halakha, the practice that we have to recite Halakha on Rosh Chodesh is only a minig. How can we institute a minig to say Halakha if you're not mechuyif to Easter? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, that's exactly why you skip. The only time you violate this Easter of Harim Halakha B'chol Yom Harid Mecharif Megadah is if you take Gan Tavol. But if you skip things and you're leaving us, then there's no Easter. So we learn that you can skip whatever you want. Our meaning is that we only skip two half paragraphs. You skip Lemona, which is the beginning of that paragraph. We pick up Hashem Zechon Yivarach, which is the end of that paragraph. Then we skip Ahavti, which is the beginning of the paragraph. Then we pick up in the middle of that paragraph, Moshe Hashem Totak Malon, all right? And the Rambam writes that the Easter skips the four Hoshem Hashem people, Yomenei Tov Kili Yom Chaz, Yomenei Beisam Kili Yom Chaz, Yomenei Yor Hashem Kili Yom Chaz. The Rambam says that they skip that all. Our practice is we don't skip that. But there's no law on Moshe Messina. What you have to skip over here, you can skip whatever you want. This is Minhagim already. Minhagim within Minhagim. What you skip on your own kid. But the Gemara says, on Yom Yishayin, I have a gun of Emes HaHalel. And today, that only Yom Yishayin Chatsi HaHalel. Since you can skip even more, so Emes HaHalel, you can decide that's it. That's so far better. So you have the same head that you would have had. If it would have been so far better, you have the Emes HaHalel as well. I'm going to take you tomorrow. The Taisa says, all the Rishayim want to know, what kind of a lashon does the Gemara have instead of saying Yomim she'goymer be'emes ha'halol versus Yomim she'ein goymer be'emes ha'halol? The Gemara says a lashon Yomim she'hayochid goymer be'emes ha'halol. Days on which the private person says gan ta'halol, days on which the private person does not say gan ta'halol. What kind of a malik is that? Do you have a day when the tzibur says gan, the tzibur says ha'halol, the other doesn't say ha'halol? There is no such day. That is no minig, yeah, that is no minig at all. Right, the Rav Rishonim say like that, right? The Rav and another, all the Rishonim have like that. That the whole minig to recite Halal on Rosh Chodesh is only the sequel. And the Yochid, it never was a minig, and that's why the person decides he wants to say Chatzi Halal B'Yechidus on Rosh Chodesh, he for sure shouldn't say Bracha. Because the minig only wants to say the sequel. Yeah, there's different in Halal, yeah. So Yom Hashem got it from this Lashon, Yom Shayach and Gomer Hamsahal. So here Tosis discusses that. What does that Lashon mean? Yom Shayach and Gomer Hamsahal. It means even the Yachid. On Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and on Chanukah, you have to say how even the private person says how, even if he's davening by himself. It sounds from the Gemara that there are some days when the Tzibur would recite Hallel, but the Yachid wouldn't recite Hallel. What is that? If it's a new kind of a Hallel, the Tzibur. The Taisu says, the Balei HaTaisu says that it's alluding to the Hallel that was recited in the Beit HaMikdash B'Shah Shechita Tapetach. There was a double Hallel. They used to recite Hallel B'Shah Shechita Tapetach in the Beit HaMikdash, and then there's Mishmaya, and then they would recite Hallel B'Shah Tachilu Tapetach. The Achrayim point out, what do you mean B'Shah Tachilu Tapetach? Are you chewing your food? You say Hallel. You know what I'm saying? You're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to talk. It's a sakon. You're not permitted to. So these questions, like we do, we say Hallow before and hallow after, and we sandwich the meal in between the hallow. That's considered amirat hallow. In conjunction with the korban pesach. We don't have any korban pesach as part of that, but we do zecher the korban pesach. Just like in the days of the Beit HaMikdash, they would recite the hallow in conjunction with the achilas pesach. How do they do that? So it means they said part of the hallow before, part of the hallow after. So this hallow is recited obviously in conjunction with the seder. So that was the Hallel B'Shah Tachila. And the Hallel B'Shah Shechita, that was in the Beit HaMikdash. So that's what Taisa says. The Gemara here uses such a lashon. Yomim Shayach Gamer Ben Sahal, implying that there's such a concept as a Hallel B'Tzibur, some new category of Hallel B'Tzibur. What is that? That's referring to the Hallel B'Shah Shechita Tachet. That's what Taisa says. The Rabbeinu Yoina has a different voice. Rabbeinu Yoina there is, has a comment, when the Klal Yisrael has a Yeshua, then there's a chiyuv to say Hallel. Let's say Klal Yisrael. That means, let's say there was a community that was the Sakona. They were interested in killing him. They said, Meshuggah has a gun and he wants to kill all the people in this building. And they were Nitzel. The people were Nitzel. So they have an obligation to give, shut up on his right back on his office. They have to give Sakona, they have to say, kill him, they have to thank the Muslim, but they don't say Hallel. The Chief, they say Hallel, that's it. Bench and Gremel, yeah, they have to bench Gremel also. They're happy. But they have a chiyuv to thank the Rebbe Shlomo. The Mishnah says that if you would Toiv the tiniest kishonim. It was raining in Eretz Yisrael, and there was a shasa sakrona, so there were toiv the tiniest. And then it rained, so that's the thing to the Baruch Shalom, so it says everybody goes home and eat. And then they come back to shul, and before mincha they recite toiv lavash and kitav kiviyon chazad. They should recite that halal. When the Baruch Shalom gives the Yeshua, you have to recite how. So the Rabbi Yonah says that the thanks that you have to give to the Baruch Shalom depends. If the whole Klal Yisrael was the Sakana and Yeshua was experienced by the whole Klal Yisrael, then you have to say the real how that we recite. The Baruch with the how and the regular how. If it's only a miut of Klal Yisrael that was involved in the Sakana, then you don't recite the real how, then you say Pirkei Tehillim. Then you thank the Baruch Shalom. You say, Hodeh Lashem Kitah Kiri Yolam Chazah, the long Kiri Yolam Chazah. Rabbi Yehuda over here comments, it's either that the whole Klal Yisrael was the Sakana, or if there was Muhammad the Eretz Yisrael. He says, if you have Muhammad the Eretz Yisrael, that's also considered it's the top of page Chesam and Allah. The Leith HaNaseh, start on the bottom, right? The last line on page 14, the Rabbeinu Yonah. Yeah. Yeah. Holding it. Yeah. The last line on page 14 is that 14, the page before that. The last line of the Rabbeinu Yonah, so he says, that's the Lashon of Gemara and Adi Pesachim. The last sentence of the Rabbeinu Yonah, whenever there's a Tzorah, Shalai Tzorah Latibur, it doesn't mean when you have a story you say hello. When you have Yeshua in the story. Remember I was once saying a shiur about this Gemara, so somebody has to catch it. So why did they say hello after the Holocaust? What's the catch? There was no Yeshua. If there would have been a Yeshua, you would say hello. When there's a story, you don't say hello. Then you have to say the real halal shalom and mitzvah bracha. Even if you don't say the whole halal. He says either Rabbi Sol or any sakana, or he says right there.
I shouldn't just say the whole halal. It doesn't mean.
He said you're mechuyev to say bracha even if you don't say the ganz halal. He said that's why Gemara talks about Yom Shayachet Gana Ba'emetah Halal. There are two dinim. When halal is midina, let's say Pesach, Shua, Sukkis, and Al-Khanikya, there's a real din, you have to say halal, then you say gan halal. And it's a scepter says in Menachos that if you left out one word, or if you left out one section when you're supposed to say gan halal, so you're not yetzik. And it says that you have to say gan halal, every word is makin. So it says that all the tkiyas, Rosh Hashanah, the tkiyas, and the after zuzu, the Gimon Brachas, Malkis, the Kanashem, the Machman, Zuzu, if you don't have all three, so you shouldn't say what you know. It says also that the Gan Talal is Makis. On the day that you Mukhid to say Gan Talal, so everything is Mayakis. But on the Shredish, it's not Mayakis. On the Shredish, that was the Takona that says, the meaning was that you say Chatihal. And here he has sometimes it says Takona the Ikerezim, so it's still a Takona the Rabbah, Kati Ikerez Takona. Sometimes you have a Takona to me, say Halal, but you're not Mukhid to say Gan Talal. That's a separate kind of halal. That's a halal of the Shatanet.
But this is not a halal of Yochet, it's a halal of the Tzibur.
Oh, so he says, that's only a halal of the Tzibur. That's why the Gemara uses the Lashon. Yom Shayochet, Gunabam, it's a halal. The Gemara talks about the taste of Shmosukis and Chanukah, when there's a Chiyad Medina to recite halal, that's not the Shatanet. The halal of Chanukah now is Zechavanet. The halal of Zechavanet, you have to say the Gan Talal. And every part of it is not, all the Sukkah on the Akim says that. But halal of the Shatanet, is a chiyuv midina, it's a takana that you have to say, you say a bracha, but he says there's no need to recite the whole halal. You can leave that part to the halal also. I don't think it makes a difference. I don't think it makes a difference. The first we say that you only say birchas agremo if there was something that was yaksa in the didri hatev, something very unusual. But if everything was bedera hatev, then you don't say birchas agremo. The bracha shalten and nes b'makom hazeh, the Shulchan Aruch says that you only recite that bracha when it's yours and he gives you a privilege. Are you sure? Yeah. When he makes a Yeshua, so then you have to recite Hallel, but he says, Apo Bishalah HaYudam HaMasa, there's no need to say Gan Hallel, but then the Hallel is Medina, that's Hallel B'Shatan Nez. The Hallel B'Shatan Nez is a real Takona, he says, Kach Iker HaTakona. Iker HaHallel Mishka, the Takona B'Rabban, it's not a Dindarite. He holds. The Hallel B'Shatan Nez is only a Takona also. We usually assume that, so. We assume that Hallel B'Shatan, that's what we mentioned, Yeshua Hanukkah. The Hal B'Shatan Nez is the real Dindarite, it's learned out from Ad Yashia. The Torah records the Ad Yashia Meshia to teach us that Hallel B'Shatan Nez is the real Dindarite. So there are many critics on that in the Tziva, not something. He has a hope that even Hallel B'Shatan Nez is only Takona de Rabbonu. And he says, the Hallel B'Shatan Nez, you have to say a bracha, but you don't have to say God's Hallel. Apo Pishwa HaRekom Moses. But he says, that's only if this Nez was not the L'chol Yisrael to the majority of the Jewish people, or Nikra Takala L'chol Yisrael B'Neshin Nasa L'chol Yisrael D'Chsiv. Because he said, L'chol Yisrael Yartachem Al Asar Hasar Yisrael Har Yisrael. Apo B'Neshin Nasa L'Yachem and Hiskin Al Al. So it's interesting the way he writes the Lashon. If you had a Muhammad there to show, and they were Nitzel from the Muhammad, and they were Menatzeach from the Muhammad, who says the majority of the Jews happen to live in Eretz Yisrael, let's say today, the majority of the Jewish population does not live in Eretz Yisrael. So some Rishonim have a flaw like this. It's a little Lashon the Rabbi Eliezer, and he also holds like that. The Muhammad there to show has the status of a nest of God's Kol Yisrael. So the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are considered the God's Kol Yisrael. That's what the Rambam writes in the Tirush HaMishnayot in service. He says that we have three dinim in the Gemara that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, don't apply in Chutz Lareitz, and has nothing to do with agricultural mitzvahs, not from the Chesed Karaka. The Rambam writes that you have the dinim, you can only confer smicha. That's what he's writing out in the Mishnah first. You can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael, you can't give smicha in Chutz Lareitz. What does that do with Eretz Yisrael? It has nothing to do with the Chesed Karaka, and the Chesed Aguf. Not a mitzvah three bar, so why should it be limited to Eretz Yisrael? And then the Rambam points out you have the din of Kiddush HaChodesh, is only in Eretz Yisrael, can't make Kiddush HaChodesh in Chutz Lareitz. And you have a din Yegel HaRuf only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Lareitz. But the Rambam quotes, you have a fourth din also, that Tzar Havam Lavashal Sibur, he quotes before in the beginning of Hayri, that the Bez Nagolo has to bring a carbon chatos, the Tzar Havam Lavashal Sibur, if the Rav Hav Sibur sin. So the Gemara says, and how do you calculate the Rav Hav Sibur? So the Gemara says, you only reckon on those who are living in Eretz Yisrael. Kohol Godom Levach HaMot HaNachum Mitzrayim. It says in the first, when Shlomo HaMelech built the very first Hamikdash, and there was a tremendous cloud gathered together from all over Eretz Yisrael, from the northernmost point of Eretz Yisrael to the southernmost point of Eretz Yisrael. Kohol Godom Levach HaMot, from the northernmost point of HaNachum Mitzrayim to the southernmost point. So the Gemara is Medayik, and that's Pasik. The Gemara Heli is Abdiel, is Medayik, and that's Pasik. That the concept of Kol, Kalam Yisrael, only applies to those who happen to be living in Eretz Yisrael. Even if those who are living in Eretz Yisrael are the meals of the Jewish world population. The majority of the Jews live in Russia and America. They don't live in Eretz Yisrael today. We should be living in Eretz Yisrael, but we're not there. So the Rabbi Yoyin is mashmah that he holds like other Rishonim said like that. That a nest that occurs to Kalam Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, when there's a Muhammad, that's considered also a Yeshua to the Gan Kalam Yisrael. If they're Chalibah, there should be a Mohammed, there should be a Yeshua, then it would be an obligation up to his dad to celebrate a Yontif. That's the lotion that he says. Hayosim, the top line in the Rabbinic here, Hayosim Yontif, Hayonim Halel, Achiv to say Halel. Doesn't have to be God's Halel, so this indeed even Chatsi Halel is good, but you say a Brach is up there, Hayom Nevarach Al Kuyosim. That's a Nesh Shanat Elochal Yisroch. We have that on Pesach night. Normally when we say Hallel, the Mishnah says in the Gil, you have to say Hallel Dabke Bayom and not Balayla. There are some mitzvahs that you only do Bayom and not Balayla, Kiyah Shefer and Tilos Lulo and other things. And then you have some mitzvahs that you only do Balayla, not Bayom. You should have a Seder, eat my Pesach Matamor, you know. Kiyah Shefer, Balayla, not Bayom. There are some mitzvahs, Zavishim Trasa Bayom, Kashikala Yom, Zavishim Trasa Balayla, Kashikala Yom. But it's clear that there are different matters of these. So the Mishnah in the Gil, and the Chok says, that Hallel was only recited by Yom. Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevayah, Mehu Moshem Hashem. The Gemara says, from sunrise till sunset. The Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevayah, from the time that the Kosh of Shat is, from the easternmost point in the world to the westernmost point in the world, all of mankind is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevayah, Mehu Moshem Hashem. That's the simple Shat. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. And that's perfect. The Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevayah, from the sunrise to sunset, is the Zman HaKosh of the Zman. That's called Yisra Kriya Tahal. That you can't recite Halal Balayla. So the Pesachim asked, how do we say Halal on El Pesach? What do we do? How do you say Halal on El Pesach? So they explained, we're going to learn the sentences about that, whether you say Bracha on El Pesach or not. Many Rishonim said one Bracha, two Brachas, they said Brachas on El Pesach.
That's only the mark, not by the stated.
No, in Shulchan to say Halal and Shul about it, they say Bracha. That's said in Shulchan. But no, but those that say by the Seder, that the Bali Antaishas had different minhagim, whether they said a Bracha by the Seder. That's the patience on Yudal and Manal. So we'll get to it, believe that or not. So the Mepharshim is this. How do you recite Halal and El Pesach? It's in violation of the rule that the Mishnah has in the Gilad, that you can only recite Halal by Yoni. So the Chidor has a Tshuva, and his Tshuva says, Chaim Shol, I think it's called, the Tshuva of the Chidor. That they once asked Bashaila of him that there was a boat that was the Sakana. There were people on a boat and their life was in danger. There was a storm and then after they were davening and they were throwing things into the ocean in order that the weight of the boat should be lighter, and they didn't know what's going to be. They thought the boat was going to drown. There was Sakana for a long time. And then they were davening to the Baruch Shalom and their prayers were answered and they had a Yeshua. And then the storm calmed down and everyone's lives were saved. So they felt that they have to pray, they have to give Shalom to the Rosh Hashanah. So they had a Shaila. Should they say the Hallel of Balayla? Everything happened at night. Should they say it right away Balayla? Or do they have to wait till the morning? So the Chidor Paschim is that they can say Balayla. And this halacha that you only say Hallel by Yom, that's only the Hallel of Simchas Yontif, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, or the Hallel of Chanukah, which is Zechel of them. But if it's a Hallel of the Shatanez, that's what this Rabbi Yonah is talking. If you have a Hallel of the Shatanez, that the Netziv quotes us on Sefer that that's their right, based on the parasha of Od Yashir, the Torah records Od Yashir to say that's their right, and even though the Rabbi Yonah holds that it's only the Rabbanon, Sheikra Hallel Niskan, it's a Takon of the Rabbanon, but still, it's a different category of a Hallel. So that Hallel, that's a Hallel of the Shatanez, that you can even say Balayla. So that's what the Chidor is talking about. He says this was a Hallel of the Shatanez, so that you can say Balayla as well. So the Brisk Yerov explains based on the Maharam Chalavah in Sochin and based on the Ran and the end of Sochin, the Ran on the Riz, and the last parak from Sochin discusses this as well, and he quotes in the name of the Goyim this comment, that the Hal that we recite on Pesach night is the Hal of the Shas on it. What's the Hal of the Shas on it? So he says, Behold, the Chai Baram Ner Hazat Nishilu Hu Yatsu Nisam, the Pichach Hanach Nachayot Behold the Shal Halo. We feel we are obligated to recite Hal because Behold, the Chai Baram Ner Hazat Nishilu Hu Yatsu Nisam. So we consider that a halal of the Shatanet. So that's why we are obligated to say, even Balayla. We have to say that a halal, even Balayla. That's why the halal on Pesach night, everything is different. Halal on Pesach night is different. That's exactly what the Ran in the end of Sochim, so the Ran in the end of Sochim quotes in the name of the Vedas, that's exactly why you don't say a Brochim. He says, when you recite halal on Pesach, Shavuot Sukkos, which is out of Simchas Yontif, or you recite halal on Chanukah, Zechel and Ez, but then you recite a bracha, Shekhid, the Shalom of the Mitzvah, the Rabbi Shalom has required of us. But a halal, the Shatanez, is supposed to be a spontaneous halal. The Torah records all the Yashim Moshim, and you saw that this was his spontaneous reaction to teach us that that should be our spontaneous reaction, that whenever we are experiencing our Yeshua, whenever we experience our Nez, that we should spontaneously recite halal. So the Goyim, the Ran, quotes and then again, that it doesn't make sense to say, Hashem, in the shot of the Mitzvah of the Tzibana, you have commanded us. Not he has commanded us. He created us as mentioned with normal, he taught us how to act like normal human beings. And the Torah tells us what a normal human being is expected to do. You have to thank the Tzibana from the Shah Tzibana. So that how the doctor, you don't see a broker. We don't only do it because the Tzibana tells us that you have to thank him. That's the normal thing, you have to thank. The bracha will remove the spontaneity, will ruin the spontaneity of the house. That's how the Ran and the end of Sochim quotes in the name of the Goyim. This was a Brisk Yerov made this famous. In a Sefer Al Rambam, he quotes this Ran and the end of Sochim in the name of the Goyim, and he explains by Rishas what he's talking about. He just says, B'chitzah, that it's considered how the three different categories of houses, how the Shatanes, how the Zechananes, and how the Simchas Yotam, and how the Shatanes, the Goyim says there's no bracha there. The Goyim holds not so. And the other says the favorite. And how the Shatanes, the Chayav and Mavarach HaKuyosa, how the Shatanes, he do say a bracha. And he holds that it's only the Rabbonah, not the right. There's slight variations over here between the Rabbi Yonah's presentation and that of the Ran and the other Rishonim. Others hold that it's the right, and there's no bracha. He holds that it's the Rabbonah, there is a bracha. But this is clear that he's saying that it's a different category of a Howl. A Howl of the Shatanes is a different category. And he says if it's a Nesh HaNas of a Chol Yisrael, you have to make a Yontif. You have to celebrate like a yontif, and they have to say halal with a bracha. And the Nesha Nasa B'chol Yisrael means either the rave of Klal Yisrael or Muhammad, the Eretz Yisrael, that's automatically labeled as a Nesha Nasa B'chol Yisrael. That's another Shiloh. That's what he discusses. No, how the Lama Shkaidish is a question that it's only a minhag. It's not a dinder, right? It's not even a dinder upon, it's only a minhag. Oh, so that's the next topic that Pesach discusses. How the Lama Shkaidish is only a minhag, the Pesach is only a Shalom and Alkur. How the Lama Shkaidish is only a minhag, as it says, the Pesach should be more in China, it's not called. We did part of the story. Take a look at the Pesach, it's now 15 lines in, and you got enough. Where they have in parentheses, Chavkes on the day. The right China is Chavkes on the day. Rav Ikla Lagodra. There are two verses in that Gemara, whether Rav Ikla Lagodra or Rav Ikla the Beit Mishnah. If you look in the Maharsha, they point out, one verse is that Rav Ikla Lagodra means that Rav moves the bubble. Rav learned by Rav Yudah, not see that Rav Shmuel, the both learned that Rav got Tzlicha, he spoke Rav, and his name was Abba. His name wasn't Rav. Then he got Smicha and he called him the new rabbi. So Rav moved the Baal Shmuel. Shmuel didn't get Smicha. The Gemara says that he was trying to give Smicha and there was always something came up, and then he was heartbroken, sure, and then they said, no, don't be heartbroken. He's going to Sikha Shalada Marishan that Shmuel is a big astronomer, he's a scientist, but he's not going to be a rabbi. He's not going to get Smicha. So he didn't get any Smicha. So the Gemara says they both went to Baal, they both established the Shivas, and they both teaching her. So the one Jew says that Rav Yisrael the Bavel, Rav moved the Bavel, he came to Bavel, Chazina the Avaka Korazur HaShkaidish, and he saw they were reciting Allah HaShkaidish. So Bavel asked the Kilo, and he wanted to tell him that you're making a mistake, the Balabat, and not supposed to say Allah HaShkaidish. Even the Chazin is coming down to the Lugi, he saw that they're skipping every other Perek, he realized that it's only a minute, so he let them continue. That's the one Jew. The other Jew is that Rav Yisrael the Beit Krishna. Taisus points out here, on the other hand, there's a difference between the Jews. See, Taisus says, a shayla. Do you recite a bracha when you recite? Do you say a bracha when you recite the chati halal on the shaydish? I hear the chati halal is only a minig. Maybe you shouldn't say a bracha. Maybe you only say a bracha. The Gemara, how do you say a bracha when you read the Megillah? How do you say a bracha when you like Chanukah list? How do you say a bracha when you do a mitzvah with the Rabbanon? The Gemara says, lulav kol shiva is only with the Rabbanon. Kutzman English. Lulav, Yom Rishon is a din deraita all over. Lakach lachem la Yom Rishon. Lulav and Migdash kol shiva is a din deraita. But Mishachar b'samik d'shit k'rav yechan nazaka he made a tachanu shehen lula miko kol shiva zecha l'midrash. So the Gemara Sukkah, in the end of Sukkah, and that's the Ezov, as a machalek b'sam olam, do you recite a bracha or not? And lula the other 6 days. So the Gemara says, we pass them that you do. How do you know? Because we pass them that you say a bracha on Mikro Megillah, even though it's only the Rabbana. We pass them you say a bracha on Havlok HaTem, even though it's only the Rabbana. You see that we pass them on Havlok HaLamayisah, that one does recite brachas, even on mitzvahs from the Rabbanan, you can say this Yivonu. So that's the machlokes that the Rishonim have. Maybe that's only on a mitzvah from the Rabbanan that you can say this Yivonu. Kiddushanim would go to the Yivonu. But on a minhag. Maybe on a minhag you can't say this Yivonu. But that's the machlokes that the Rishonim have. So the Ashkenazim have to usually follow the Pesach that they do say this Yivonu, like the Pesach of most of the Bali Atosis over here. And the Sfaradim follow the Pesach of the Mechaber, who follows the Rambam, that you don't say this Yivonu. So Tosis here, Nuhalam Eshchoidesh, is only a minute. See, if you hold like the Rambam, that you don't say a brach, like the Mechaber, like the Rambam, you don't say a brach. What if you Rav thought that the Balabatim were reciting Hallel on Eshchadish, thinking that they were Chayiv Medina? And came in the Chazah to come down to the Lugim, and he said that they were skipping, then he realized that it's only a minute. If it would have been Medina, they would have said the whole Hallel. The fact that they're skipping is because it's a minute. And you're not about to volunteer Hallel Shalom. You have to dock your skip whenever it's a minute. Whenever you have to Chayiv Medina, you have to skip. So Taisha says, why did he have to wait to ensure if he didn't say a brach? Obviously, if he didn't say a brach before the halal, obviously they didn't. So it's a riot. If he said a brach, that's Taisha's riot. Unless he said that he came so late to shul. The rabbi came so late to shul. That he came in the middle of halal. Maybe he came to the second meeting. He came early.
Well, I think it doesn't make a difference
between the two years. So, because
the
Baker is still here. So, here you have the gears of the Rav equal the bubble. So, you're giving the history, Rav moves the bubble. Means that Rav, all the time he lived in Eretz, he never heard anywhere in Eretz that they said how long, so he never heard it. Rav moves the bubble the first time. But the simple shot, Rav moves the bubble and came to shul on time. But if you have the gears of Rav equal the Baker Mishta, Rav came into shul, came to shul on time. He walked in the middle of Hallow. So he didn't hear the beginning of the brach. So that's what the Rishonim make a tolly. Can you say that word? According to the Rambam, you have to say that they didn't say a bracha on the Hallel. So how come the Rav didn't realize from the outset that the reciting of the Hallel was only minutes? You have to say he walked in the middle of house, came early to the second minute, or late to the first minute, whatever the story was. So you have to, the Rambam must have had the Jewish, the Rav equal to the Krishna. The problem with Taisus is that Taisus stands up there, Taisus here stands up there, Taisus has two Jewishes and one Taisus. Here they write that Rav equal to the Bozo. When they write here, Rav called Kaisa the Bank of Parenthesis, they have Rav equal to the Bozo. And a little later on, 20 lines later, they have a line that begins, Lebeshin Ishtar. Did they have the other Jews? Why didn't he cop it? It's only a minute on his shoulders until they scared it. He should have realized he didn't say a bracha. So it's alright if he did say a bracha. So the terrorist will be, no, he came in the middle of hell. He came yesterday already started, didn't hear whether they said a bracha. The terrorist has reduced the Rav all the Beit Kanishna. It's either one gears or the other. There's two different gears that they had in the Gemara. So there's a shining point there. If you have that gear to rob all the Beit Kanishna, one fine day he walks into shul and he saw this funny thing.
So
he thought that they were making a mistake, and the Balabatim thought you have to say halal on the day that you're not. He wanted to tell me you're not permitted to say halal on the day that you're not obligated to medina. And then when he saw that they're metallic, he saw they understand everything. That it's only a minute, and whatever it's a minute, so then you have to steal.
Did he speak
what that they were saying? Right. He thought that they're saying how long a thing when you're not obligated to, which is a prohibition, which is an Issa. And then he realized that they're skipping, so whatever you skip, there's no violation of Issa. Okay, but it's also right that he came in the middle. They were davening quickly. A lot of people that daven quickly, they say, how so quickly?
Anyway,
that's the shaima that Satan says.
Yeah.
That's the machlokes is when they say, how. Satan brings a hechacha from our Gemara. The Gemara says over here, then on a day on which you say, halal shalom, that means that medina, you're obligated to recite halal. Then you have the same hetzer to be mastic in the middle of Hallel you have in the middle of Kriyat Shema. Day not broken is like this, and Ben Tzarek is like that. On a day on which you only recite Chati Hallel, namely on Rosh Chodesh, on the last days of Pesach, so then, since you can skip, so you can even skip more. So even in the middle of the Tzarek, you can consider it Tzarek Tzarek or Chati. If you want, you can stop there, so you have the same hetzer and Ben Tzarek as you would have normally only had the day Tzarek. So Tzarek is bothered with Akasha. What do you mean a problem of hetzer on the Shredish and Hallel? If you recited bracha before you said Hallel, like the Minigashkanizes that you said bracha before, then we understand what is the problem of Hesik. Whenever you said bracha before doing a mitzvah, there are two dinim of Hesik. One is more common than the other. There's one din of Hesik, you're not permitted to be mafsik between bracha, the Tchilas Asiyas on mitzvah, and if you're mafsik between the bracha and the Hashkorot on mitzvah, you have to go, you have to repeat the bracha even with the Eved. And then there's another din, you're not permitted to be mafsik between bracha and the Gemara on mitzvah. You're not allowed to be mafsik even if you're in the middle of the mitzvah, that's in the middle of the Tchilas. The Gabbai always announces in all the shuls, the rabbi announced, you're not permitted to talk to him at the conclusion of all of the skiers. And what if somebody does talk? There's a reason. The end of Rosh Hashanah quotes the machlokes hadraim about that. So some got him hold that even with the end, you have to say over a bracha as well. And we don't pass them like that. We pass them like the rish sachlo. And if you're happy between the bracha and the tchila satsiyas ha-mitzvah, then you have to repeat the bracha. But if you're ready to get the mitzvah, you just didn't finish it. So then if you have a chatchini, you're not permitted to be mafsik, but for the Eved, if you were mafsik, so you don't have to repeat the bracha over again. The Taisa says over here, we understand what the issue is. What's the whole discussion over here? Why are you not permitted to talk in the middle of Hallel? The Klal, what's the problem talking in the middle of Hallel? the basis assumes it must be because you said a bracha, shekidishonu v'mitotu tzivonu, to be the hallel, and then you're going to be talking before you finish the mitzvah. You're not permitted to talk in the middle of the mitzvah. So that is the answer to the Gemara, that applies, the issue of Hatsoke applies both on Gantawa and on Hatsihawa. So the question is that you're saying a bracha. So if you're not saying a bracha, so why should there be a problem of Hatsik at all? That's the Kasha Natasius here. That's how Natasius is Makriya, that obviously you are reciting a bracha. And the Rabbeinu Yoina adds on over here, the next line of Rabbeinu Yoina adds on, the Teresan, he says, no, the issue of talking in the middle of Hallel is a different one. You're ruining your Hallel. Hallel is you're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, praising the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then all of a sudden, in the middle of the Shabbat, you're not speaking, and you start talking. How do you do? Good morning, good Shabbat, good Yom Tov. Yes, it's not a Shabbat when that person is off to Ashrei. You don't say a bracha before you say Ashrei. Ashrei is a Shabbat to the Ribbono Shel Olam. First thing is singing his Liris on Shabbat. In the middle of Liris, in the middle of Ashrei, he starts to talk. He'd like to have chicken, he'd like to have chol, he'd like this, he doesn't want this, he should have a problem, he should have it. I have Yom Tov, he said Yom Tov. He talks in the middle. It was not a Sheva. He shows that it's not a Sheva. This is making fun. That's what Rabbeinu is playing. There's no hechrek from the fact that the Gemara discussed is an issue of being mafsik in the middle of Chatzi Hallel. That itself is not a hechrek that that the person is reciting a bracha before he says the Chatzi Hallel. Maybe the Olam, the Rambam is right, the Mechab is right, the Minitzvah is correct, and you don't say a bracha on a minute. But the reason why we consider a problem of hefsek in the middle of Chatzi Hallel is because you're not permitted to be mafsik in the middle of Shel. Let's say the middle of Kriya Shema. Forget about Hallel. What about Kriya Shema? There's the Mishnah. What is the problem of Kriya Shema? They say because you say Kriya Shema with the brochas. The brochas relate to Kriya Shema. So the Rashba says not correct. Right, the Rashba says even if you, let's say you daven Ma'ariv early. You daven Ma'ariv early, so you have to say Kriya Shema L'Amisa, or the two parashiyos, let's say. You have Rashi on the first half says that you always daven Ma'ariv early, the Tashi says you always daven Ma'ariv, and they only say Kriya Shema L'Amisa, the first parasha, and that's not enough. And Tashi hold not so, and that's the common practice, it's like Tashi. And if you daven Ma'ariv is Manoi, after Tashi, after Chav, after Nach, then you only say over the parasha Rishayna and Kriya Shema L'Amisa. So Shmir of the Kriya Mazikin, but if you daven Ma'ariv early, the truth is Yotzi Ma'ariv and Yotzi Bichas Kriya Shema, but you're not yet to all the three parashiyos. You have to repeat all the three parashiyos when you go home. That's how the rabbis usually announce in shul. And they daven early in the summertime, so they announce everybody should go home. And after this man, and after the rabbis, they should repeat all the three parashiyos of Kriya Shema. So the Rashba writes in the Chidushim, on our Mishnah, that this issue of being mastic in the middle of Kriya Shema not only applies when the person is reciting the Kriya Shema, I'll say to our brothers, even if he's saying Kriya Shema Alamita, because he wasn't yet to Kriya Shema, he says Kriya Shema Alamita, the three parashiyos, the dinam of hefsek still applies. Then parashah, the parashah is this to this extent, and then parashah to that extent, and so on. Why? It's not only an issue to be mafsek between a bracha and the key and the gemar key and mitzvah. You're mafsek in the middle of kriyas, so there's no tzirut of the psukim to each other. You want the psukim to be mitzvah together. You want the psukim to be mitzvah.
The
mishnah still talks about being mafsek between one bracha and the other.
No,
but then it says Bein Terek L'Terek, it says which is Bein Terek L'Terek, so it says Bein Bracha Mishayna L'Shniya Bein Shniya L'Shma Bein Shalva Halayam Shemaya. If you want to, you can insist, not like the Rosh Chodesh, that the only time there's a problem of being mastered in the middle of Kriya Shema, that you only have these Terebas of Yidu Ben Meir, there's only one one of you saying Kriya Shema on Seder HaBrachas, and the Brachas are like a Birchas on this, so the Brachas relate to the Kriya Shema. So then you have a problem of being mafsik. But if you think Kriya Shema L'Amita, three parshiyos, because he's daven Ma'ariv early, one could have said that there wouldn't be a problem of hefsek. But the Rashba says not so. The Rashba says, the Rashba claims that in the steam of Hamishnah, it would appear that even if you're reciting the three parshiyos without the, unless you daven in a late minyan on Shabbos morning, the minyan is going to daven after my Kriya Shema. So you have to say the three parshiyos of Shema before you go to shul, before the Shabbos my Kriya Shema. So would there be an issue of hefsek there? So the Rashi says, yeah, the same thing as Hefsik. The Rashi says, why? What's the problem? Hefsik in what? So it's Hefsik in the Tzir. But the Tzir, but the person is shocked, they make much cooler. So it's a machlok in the Gemara, where the shocked, they make much cooler, ruins the mitzvah. What mitzvah? What? It's Mevach in the Tzir, but the Tzir. So that's by Kriya Shema. That's by Kriya Shema.
What about how
That's this machlekes says in Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that you're not permitted to be mafsik in the middle of Hallel, even if no bracha was said in advance. Even if you say Zmirit, even if you say Ashrei before Mincha, you're not permitted to be mafsik in the middle On them got covered in Tad Europe. The same thing as Bam Sapere from Krishna. Because what kind of a Shevach is it? What kind of a Hallel is it if you talk to your friend in the middle? And Taisa says, no, that there's no problem. The only problem would be if you say a bracha before, then you're not allowed to be Mastic. But on Real Tessa, that we don't say a bracha before, Taisa says, say it's not to be Mastic in the middle of Hallel. Okay. The proper thing is to be Machen Rakir Abedin Yehuda, not to talk in the middle of Nirus, and not to talk in the middle of Ashrei by Nirus either. He says that's the self in the Shevach.
What in Madoma that says that the Zohar makes the Chiluk? I understand it's a mitzvah, or perhaps it's a mitzvah, the Raisa, but that wouldn't be an akkad to be if you do something in the pain, just because the woman made a process and that should make a difference. That's what you can do for it. If you have a mitzvah, the
Raisa... Isn't that there doesn't need any broker?
Yeah, there's all the
rules.
That's
all
you don't need a broker. You can have the rules, right?
Yeah.
So now, the appears mitzvah, the rights,
there's no problem with that.
So you're not worried about hashtag, and just because you put a rules there, which is the rules, so that makes the rules more than the rights to the rules.
That's what the Rashba claims. The Rashba claims, like you, that that's not correct. The whole drasha is that you're allowed to be mastered as a debarked above. So it's on the level of the rights, there's not such thing as Birchas Kriya Shema. On the level of the right, there's no din of hefsek.
Sure.
So what do you have a positive with these parts of almost the neg mafshik zan tehakov in that year? Of course you can be mafshik, but there's no bracha at all. That's what prompts the Rashbot to say, no, that the Easter hefsek is a real din deraisa. Even though we're not there, there is no birchas kriya shema. That's the kriya shema itself, you're not permitted to be mafshik in the middle. That's exactly the Rashbot's time. That's what we assume. We don't go against the Rashbot. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashbot like that. That even when a person says kriya shema, not al Seder HaBrochas, there's still a din of hefsek, and you only have a hefsek to be mastic for these specific cases. May I call them tell you?
So the Sukkot is in the mixed with him,
Taisus in the last parak in Sochim discusses that there is a Gemara Meidim in Brochus. The Gemara quotes are bright to hear in Brochus on Daf Mem Vavam and Alva. Three lines before the Baruch Kiddush Tanya. Kol HaBrochus Kulam Pasech Behem Bebaruch Lechayt Behem Bebaruch. Put in the Birchas Aferis, the Birchas Amitzis, the Bracha Asmuch, or Chavta, Bracha Chanesh, the Kriya Shema, and so on. So the Gemara says, every Bracha has to begin, Baruch Atma Hashem, or Kei Melchama, Amitzis, Lach Melchama, Chavta, Midin, Baruch, Baruch, Midin, Midin, and so on. The Taisus asks a lot of kashas there. The bottom Taisus says, okay, we're going to go start from the beginning of the Siddur, we're going to see the Taisus now. So they start with Shayotar, and with Chai Nishome, they keep on going right. And the same discussion appears in Sof and Kuv Dalet on the base, where that right appears, is two places in the Babri. Taisus on Adar quotes the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi of Brochus discusses it. But the Babri also has it. Taisus quotes the Yerushalmi because they have a specific thing they want to bring up. But the Babri quotes it, right in two places. So the Taisus in Sochim raises the issue regarding Ishtabach. Ishtabach is the HaBroche, Ishtabach Shulchan Aruch Malkeinu, the Hakam is not Baruch Atah Hashem Elokein Melech Olam, that's the Pasach of the Baruch. The Taisus has two answers. So one answer is that it's a Baruch Asmuch Alachavah to Baruch Shama. Aye, what kind of a smucha lachavet? The smucha means one next to the other. How is a smucha? So they say, no, that's not a hapsoka, that's a hemshuk. That this bracha is a shevach, and that's a shevach, and the smucha is a shevach. Like
yavlucha
also, yavlucha. Right. And then Taisus gives another answer, no. That maybe ishtabach is not a bracha smucha lachavet. Smucha lachavet means mamish one next to the other. But maybe it's a different kind of a bracha. It's a shevach. The yavlucha is not really a bracha, so therefore it's not governed with these rules and regulations. That's how they give. So then they say an afkelim between the two terutzim. The one terutz was that Yehalalucha is a smucha, Yehalalucha and Yishtabach. The Yishtabach is a smucha l'chavta. And the other terutz is that it doesn't have to be smucha l'chavta. It's not really a bracha. It's a shevach, shevach l'idoya. So they say that afkelim l'chavta is permitted to talk in the middle of Sukkah d'Zimra. The Taisus is mechadesh that you're not allowed to talk in the middle of Sukkah d'Zimra. If you all like that day, Yishtabach is a smucha l'chavta. If you would have held like the other day that Yishtabach is not for Sachas Bevaruch because it's a different kind of a bracha, then Taisus would be prepared to say you can talk in the middle of Sukkah d'Zimra. But because you should be chayshish for the other day, Taisus says that you stop a chesmuch alachav to the Bok Shamar, that you're going to talk in the middle, you're going to ruin that hefzik. Yeah. According to the Rabbin, so that's what Chorin says is Lishi Tosam. The Tosam told that our job, that if you say Chati Halalam, and Shkodi doesn't have a bracha with it, so what's wrong with talking in the middle? The only problem of talking in the middle is only because you want your halalucha to be a chesmuch alachav to the bracha, shikudishanam and the Tosam Tivanu, likroa to halal. So you want your halalucha to be a chesmuch alachav, so you're not allowed to talk. But if you didn't say a bracha in the beginning, so there's no problem of smukha l'chavata, there's no problem of hefzik between the bracha and the gemara, kima mitzvah, so Tosfos doesn't see any problem of speaking in the middle of a sheva. According to the Rabbeinu Yoina, the way you just pointed out, according to the Rabbeinu Yoina, who said that you're not allowed to talk in the middle of halam ha-shchodesh, even if you don't say any bracha, not before and not after, you can't talk in the middle. You can't talk in the middle of the same, even if you won't accept that answer of Tosfos, that you have a lucha, that's makes it totally different there, that's when she talks them over here, that they don't hold on to Rabbeinu Yoina, but according to Rabbeinu Yoina, are you right? That the same issue we brought up regarding talking in the middle of Chati Halam HaShadim should apply to the Pesukhidism?
Yes.
So here, Tosfos discusses, once they were discussing Brachas on Chati Halal, on Gantal, for sure you say Brachas. Whether Gantal is a Mitzvah Menater or a Mitzvah Derabbanan doesn't make a difference because we recite a Brachas on a Mitzvah Derabbanan as well. So when you say Gantal on the first of Pesach, first of days of Pesach on Shavuot, and on Sukkot and on Chanukah, Avadi say Brachas. The whole issue of Pesach only was whether when you say Chati Halal, it's only a minute, do you say the Tivan or not? So that doesn't have a shayla. What about on Pesach night by the Seder? You say the whole Halal, but you say half before the Seder and half after the Seder. And you mark it in the middle with the meal, so do you say Brachas? So that's what we discussed over here. On the first white line, Ubelele Tzachim, and on Pesach night, with the other part of Pesach we already discussed, different kinds of minhagim that we discussed before Hanukkah. So we're up to this, the first white line of Pesach. So, Belelech Tzachim, by the Seder, Yeshem Levachim Pamayim, there were those who recite the bracha twice. Betchilo Likrois, before they start saying, now it's Hashem 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 Likro, Etahalel, or Likros Etahalel, same thing, and they recite the first two paragraphs of Hallel, and then they have the Suda in after the Birchas Hamazon. Then they continue, then they say Shvech HaMoshka Vagroi, Zachar HaSude, after they finish benching, then they open the door, they say Shvech HaMoshka, and then they say the last part of the Halal, they say Shvech HaMoshka Vagroi, Zachar HaSude, Ligmore is the Halal, to complete the Halal. You say two brokers on the Halal. And then you say Yehalukah, well that's the Mishnah, that you conclude the Halal with the Birchas Hashir.
No,
say Yehalukah at the end, it says the Kais Revi, the fourth Kais, of Leil Pesach with the Seder, you have other curses. So the fourth curse, you recite Birchas Hashir. You should pick up the curse and recite Birchas Hashir. So the Gemara says, what is Birchas Hashir? So there's two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion is Yehalalucha. Well, you always say Yehalalucha. You say Yehalalucha. The text says, so what's the Chiddush? That you say Birchas Hashir. You always say Yehalalucha after Hal. The text says, no, that normally the Mishnah says in the Gilah that Yehalalucha depends on the Nimek Amok. What we should offer to say Brach after Hal, you say, what we should offer not to say, don't say. Pesach night, everybody agrees that you have to say Yehalalukah. You have to say Yehalalukah. So one day in the Gemara that the Birchas Hashir means Yehalalukah. The other day in the Gemara is that the Birchas Hashir means you say Nishmas. Nishmas is the Yishtaba. So the Gemara says, look, in the middle of the Tavai, the Gemara says, and I'm itself, since it's the Machlokes, so we say both, but that's our practice. We say both Yehalalukah and Nishmas with Yishtaba. Yeah, the difference in Hagim exactly how you can write it. That's the difference in Haifat. But you say both. In the middle of the video? No. The Shalua Kodesh was machmeh not to talk in the middle of the video. They hate this quote. They say, Chaim was machmeh like that. But the Shalua was machmeh not to talk in the middle of the meal after he said, I'm going to see Lechem and Haaretz before he ate the Apikoimim. Because Tosfos and Rashbam are of the opinion that the Apikoimim is the Ikekim of Mitzvah of Matzah. It's not like the Rosh says Zechel of Tessah and Zechel of Hagigah. The Apikoimim is the Ikekim of Mitzvah of Matzah. This Brachah is recited in the beginning. It really goes on the end, so you shouldn't talk in the middle. But most of the Rishonim hold that it's not so. The Pasuk is not like the Shalom. There's no Rishonim hold that. But to say, never have to talk at all in between the first half of Halal and the second half, no, the Pasuk is different. So there were those who had a practice to recite two brachas. There were all the logical possibilities are here. If you look at Rabbi Mendel Kasher's Haggadah Shleima, they quote a lot of Rishonim on this. So there were those who said the two brachas, one bracha before the first half, one before the second half. The Vedos only said a bracha before the first day of the halal, and then that bracha went down. Everything, the Vedos only recited bracha before the second day of halal, and after that, this is no bracha at all. You don't say not the first bracha, not the second bracha. So the text is discussed over here, from Vana Nemtzach is to say two brachas. How do you say Bechlal two brachas on one mitzvah? How do you say two brachas
on the halal?
They're not talking, they didn't have halal by the davening. The text didn't have halal by the davening. The Ramot doesn't have halal by the davening. The Ramot says that was the practice of the Bala Tzitzit. The halal by the davening is only for Amei Ha'aretz, who don't know how to read the Haggadah. So they're not going to say halal by the Seder. So what's going to be? They can't say halal. So that's why the instance is to say halal and shul. The Chazan used to say halal. And the people listen, they will hear to the Shemek Kanefa. We live in an enlightened generation. We know how to say halal. So there's no need to say halal and shul. That's what the Ramah writes, that's the Minigashma. And the Gruah says that the more correct meaning is in the Nixart, that it's a real Takona, that you have to say, you show me the Masech HaSejma says, you have to say the Howl Masech HaSejma says. Not exactly the Shalmi Masech HaSejma says, you have to recite Howl the first night of Pesach with a bracha in Shul, and if it's a Chutzlot, you have to say Howl the first two nights of Pesach in Shul with a bracha. It's a separate thing, it has nothing to do with whether the people are learned or they're not learned, whether they're going to say Howl later. It's a separate account, you say Howl twice, you say Howl in Shul with a bracha, and then you say Howl at home by the Seder. It's two different meanings. No, I don't think so. No, no. Sure, how could they make my school up? No. Sure, how could they make my school? The text says on the earlier daf that we pass in after the Eved, it doesn't constitute a hefsek. No, here it's because they're two different units. I'm not mistaken that you should fulfill the mitzvah of halal by reciting it in two different units. One unit before, one unit after. The shayla is, though, how do you say two birchas mitzvah? It's one and the same mitzvah. According to the Ran, which are two different mitzvahs?
The halal.
No, but what have that over here? The halal, the half of the halal before the meal, the half of the halal after the meal. No, this is the halal that we would have recited in Manchester. I mean, the Shabbat, we would have recited that halal in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. So now, even though we don't have a Korban Pesach, but we have the Avikayim of the death of the Pesach, so we act it out as if we still have. According to the Ran in the end of, something that we mentioned earlier, the halal that we recite on Real Pesach is not in conjunction with the Achilles of Pesach. That's one difference. But yeah, but even if you're in a, even if you're a Chutzlort and you don't have any Korban Pesach at all, you still recite the halal because it's the halal of the Shasaner. That's what the Ran calls in the name of the good. But still, the Chacham Ram Mishakim to break it up into two parts. Why does he? That the Suda should be mixed as the Suda Taidoya, as a Suda that's permeated with halal, through and through. See, what are you going to do? You're going to say a pasuk of halal in between every Korah. So the Meir Takana, they should say half of the halal before and half of the halal after, and the meal should be sandwiched in between the two parts of the halal, but the whole meal should be considered a Suda Taidoya. That's how the Nesid writes. And the Hagdamah to his Haggadah, the English chef, and that's how the Balamor. The end of 12, Kimat B'Sherish writes like that. That the halal on Pesach night is divided into two parts, before and after the meal, to be covered the Suda as the Suda Taidoya. So why should some Rishonim say that you say two brachas? That's a new mitzvah. Every minute that you put on film, you put on film. No, but you have to say the whole halal. The Takana wants to say the whole halal. If you only say one half, you won't say the other half, you won't have any mitzvah. I'll be fast, but you don't have any mitzvah. We said before, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that this is the Ran, and the end of Tzachim holds that it's the halal of the Shasaner. Rabbi Yehuda says the halal of the Shasaner, it's not what we're saying going there. Even if you don't say all of it, so there's also a Kima mitzvah. So if you put together the Ran and the end of Tzachim, with the Rabbi Yehuda over here, so there's no cash, how come you're mopsic in the new? How are you going to be mopsic in the new? He says, there's no thing you have to say halal of. If you say halal, there's also a Kima mitzvah. But that means for the kasha, how come you're mopsic? The other Rishonim holds not a kasha, why you're mopsic? The Hakam on the stock and the Daf get to be mopsic. They say part before, part after, because they're the Suda, the Suda Taidoya. So the kasha of how you're mopsic, we have an answer to one way or the other. Either the answer of the Netziv and the Balamor and the end of Tzavim, so they were the Daf and the stock and to be mopsic, so because they're the Suda and the Suda Taidoya. Or the answer, that's the combination with the Rav Ben Yoina, with the Ran and the end of Tzavim, that this is a halal of the Shasanez. Now the Shasanez is no problem of leaving out. Abba Bishayim is going there, there's also a Kima Mitzvah. But the problem is like this. Whatever the Hezber is, this is a Hemshech. Half of the Baal before the half of the Baal after. is one hemshech of one big hallel. So how can there be some rishonim who said two different brachas? So then we have such a parallel that we do every year by Sfira Soimer. No, we recite a Sfira every night. Every night you chose Sfira. And the Bahag is obviously saying that if you miss one day, then you're not Yaitzeh. And if the Gronim understands Pashuk Shad and the Bahag, the reason why you're not Yaitzeh because it's one big mitzvah and Kulam Yatsum Zezeh, like Dalad Yenu Shebelulav on Yatsum Zezeh. All the 49 spheres on Yatsum Zezeh, it's one big Kiyama mitzvah. So if the Gronim is bothered with the Kasha, if the Bahag is right that it's not one mitzvah, how do you say 49 brachas on one mitzvah? Whoever heard of such a thing, you say 49 brachas on one mitzvah. So Rav Soloveitchik said, on different occasions, he also thinks that that's a kasha. The halacha doesn't require that you say a bracha when you do a kiyama mitzvah. The halacha says when you do a maisha mitzvah, you say a bracha. I said, I'm going to do something you would do. So you get the kiyama mitzvah. But I'm doing the maisha mitzvah, so I say the bracha. You say a bracha when you do a maisha mitzvah, even when there's no kiyama mitzvah. So what happens if you have a mitzvah that's fulfilled only by doing 49 separate maisha mitzvahs? What are separate? I have to do part of the mitzvah tonight, and part of the mitzvah tomorrow night, part of the mitzvah the next night, part of the mitzvah the next night. So then you have to say 49 different brachas. It's one kiyama mitzvah, it's one mitzvah that has 49 different ma'aseh mitzvahs. It's clearly 49 different ma'aseh mitzvahs. Take a marshal. The Rambam says before you shake a lulav, the uncle says before you say a bracha, shake your head for on the tilas lulav. But the Rambam also writes, that's if the person picks up all the dalamim together. What if the guy's a character? He picks up the yesterday and he puts it down. He picks up the lulav and he puts it down. He picks up the hazaf and he puts it down. He picks up the arabic and he puts it down. Did you a whole lot of you that the lulav tarakai get? The hazaf and the arabic are not tied together with the lulav. You're not yet. But we don't pass like our beauty. What's been if he picks up the zeh hazeh? The taste of sheet in the office says that even according to the chalil hazeh, even the lulav ain't a tarakai get. But you have to hold it together with the vashachas. If you don't hold it with the vashachas, not with the tarakai, you're not yet. But in the Shulchanot, they don't pass it like this. They pass it in the Mechad, it goes to the Rambam. And even if he picks it up, the Zerach HaZeh, you hear it. So the Rambam says like this. If he picks up all the Dalamina together with our Tzachas, then you say, one broker. Hashem Krishna, I've been told to the Tzivano, Al Matilas Lulav. Why don't you say Al Matilas Lulav? Why don't you say Al Matilas Dalamina? So he might say, because the Lulav is the Chayam and Kulav. Whatever that means. They said it's not because it's taller. No. The mother says because it's taller. That's another question. The mother says, why do you hold the lulav in the right hand and the yes is in the left hand? Because here is three parts and here is one part. Then the mother asks another question. Why do you say, I'm a tilas lulav? The mother says, because the lulav is taller. And they say, you know, whatever the answer is. So the Rama writes like this. If you picked up all the dalamim about that, say one brah. If you picked up the zech hazeh, he claims that you say, then when you pick up the yet, you say, Hashem Kedushan, Hashem HaMatilas, that's right. Then you put it down, then you pick up the Lulav, you say, HaMatilas Lulav. Then you pick up the Hadat, and you say, a third Bracha, and pick up the Rav. You say, one Bracha, why? I but it's Dalam Minam HaMiyatim says, yeah, it's only one Kiyam HaMitzvah, but he did it in four Maitha HaMitzvah. And you had the prayer of either doing it in one Maitha HaMitzvah, saying one Bracha, or four Maitha HaMitzvah, saying four Brachas. So the Ram writes the same by, Akasha, where did the Ram get it from? Where did it say such a Nusach HaBracha? That's Akasha. That's a kasha. We once had a discussion about that. When we learned the first daf, we learned the Rabbeinu Yoyda there. Coach Rabbam was going. Yeah. Can you? Let's say you have a new mitzvah that just popped up in the year. Stop shin no now. A new mitzvah comes up. To make Ari Mikvot, let's say, we're going to declare this Kenny to easy come along, make new Ari Mikvot there. So do you say a bracha, Shekedishar, and some Sisrona, to be Mafrish Ari Mikvot? Or you say, we never find in the Gemara anywhere that they were in the Shak and the bracha, so there's no bracha. Do the Chachamim really have to coin a Nusach of the bracha? Or they already made a Nusach? Oh, whenever you do a mitzvah, call a mitzvah, school the bracha, let him have a lot of you have to figure out your own Nusach. So the Rabbeinu Yoyda quoted, on the first time he quoted, that if you stop Ma'ariv early, then you have to say Krishma over again at night before you go to sleep. So you have to say Bracha, Shekin Rishon, and Tosin Tivanu, Likurat Ashma, Al Kri Ashma. And the other Rishon said, they never heard of such a Bracha. How can it be? So finally, the Goyim, the Rav Amram Goyim, hold that you don't need a special Takon. The Brachas form themselves. You don't need it. Another Rishon and other Goyim disagree. We had a whole discussion about that on the first day. That was the Maklaim.
Third
No, there's different. Our practice is, I don't know your minhag. I don't think that's your minhag. No, most people have the minhag that you don't say a bracha before, not before the first hip, and not before the second hip. Places had a minhag, yesh, some people, yesh, said a bracha both before the first hip of the house and before the second hip. And then there was a third minhag, not minhag, there was a third practice that they said a bracha before the beginning of Hallel, and that covered the whole Hallel, even that part of the house that's decided after the meal. And there was a fourth practice that they only said a bracha before the second half of the hour. Making myself, they didn't say a bracha before the beginning. The Taisus now is talking about that sheet there. Where is the marker for this sheet to say two brachas? So we're explaining, before they get to their marker, we're explaining, it doesn't make any sense. How can you say two brachas? It's only one mitzvah. How can you say two brachas? The answer is, it's one mitzvah with two mitzvah and mitzvah. Because the Chachamim want to talk in the Daskir that you should do it at two different times and have to stew them up in between. I don't know, is Hashem Yalon a bracha shel achreho? Is Hashem Yalon a bracha shel achreho? Or is it a bracha on the second verse? This is going to raise your tzad. The next line of this is going to raise that. Is Hashem Yalon who has nothing to do with the Alam? Hashem Yalon is the bracha of the second verse. Each one of the Dalit cases is a Brach Halakai. The first one is Kiddush Halakai, the second one is Hashem Yalanu, the third one is Benching, the fourth one is the Bechat Hashir. I should be saying more than that. Hashem Yalanu is like the Halalucha is to the beginning of the Brach, like Yishtabach is to Brach Shamar, and Hashem Yalanu is the same relationship to the Brach Hashir can come from across the Halal. That's what Taisus is going to talk about in a minute.
Do we have any other examples where we have Brach Hashir?
The whole halal is only the rabbanon. The chayyim are not said to have because the halal is only rabbanon. Right. So the takana the halal was to be said a little before, a little after. To be kaver the whole suda is the suda saidoya. To be kaver the whole suda is the suda saidoya. We want that. We want all of that, the test of the matzavah, everything that's in the middle, is swallowed up with the halal before and after. You have something like it, Malkit, the Chana Shafer, you have the Skiya Shafer, the Takana Chacham, Takana Tatanan was, and maybe even the Dindaraita was, to have Skiya Shafer, I'll say to have brothers in conjunction with the Malkit, the Chana Shafer. They're really different mitzvahs, but the Takana was to have them fulfilled together. In between.
Well,
you have the Zechariah's. You have other mitzvahs that you're fulfilling in the middle of this mitzvah. You have a bichas on mitzvah.
It's for a mitzvah that somehow interrupts the continuity. Therefore, just keep the whole.
I don't think you can really say it interrupts the continuity. The way that it sees and the Balamor explains, that's the doctor what we want. So that's how it blends together. The hollow before and the hollow after sandwiches in the whole Suda to be covered. The whole Suda is a Suda Shal Hadoya, Suda Shal Hollow. In the Hollow as you're eating. The Suda is part. Including everything. Yeah. All of the mitzvahs that we're doing in the middle of the Hollow is a Hollow of the Gemetzvah. Everything is a form of Hollow. The fact that we say Hollow before and after the Suda sheds light on the whole nature of everything that we're doing in the Suda. There is a relationship.
The Suda was part of these mitzvahs. The Brochus on the Matzah and Lord, that's part of the Suda.
That's part of the Suda. Yeah. But you want the whole Suda to be mixed by the Suda, so I show you. I don't know if you can call that a different mitzvah on this one. You could have built the whole market on one day. If you didn't, it's an heavy thing, so you made it on different days. I don't know if that's called a different mitzvah on this one. I don't know. It's hard to tell because there's a machlokes through Shulchanach. There are three opinions. Some hold that when you make a market, there's no brach at all. And others say there is a brach and you say leh, and others say there is a brach and you say out. They have all the three logical categories. There's no brach, there is a brach, a lasas mark, and there's a brach, ala, there's a mark. That's the last thing in the Chosh HaNishvot. That's the dinim of market. The very last thing in the Chosh HaNishvot. So on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, I think Rabbi Kivega quotes all the three sheets. What brach, if any, is recited on our... I don't know, what's the din? Does it take a few days to say, to make your matzah? What he said, bracha, I don't know. I never made a matzah, I don't know. I don't know what's the minute people say, bro, I'm going to make a market. I have no idea.
I thought it would be a
No, if you make a railing, then you're not in fulfillment of the necessity of Sisa Maka with Darajecha. You're saving yourself from violating, you're refraining from violating the law of Masas and Dhamma Seva. With that, you don't say a brocha. When a person eats kosher food, when he shaves with an electric shaver, he doesn't say a brocha, Shaykh Hashem Zasana, not to shave with a razor, not to eat shaved food. You only say bracha when you do a kiyum mitzvah. So the kiyum mitzvah l'chayv is only matan gagech on a gag. Matan a gag. I don't know what you would do. The Rambam has another case like this. The Rambam has by Netilas Lulav that if you do it in one night mitzvah, you say one bracha. If you do it 4 nights mitzvah, you say 4 brachas. The Rambam has the same on Pesach night. There are different opinions in the Gemara and the Rishonim regarding eating Pesach matzah mor. So you eat it to kriha achas at one shita, you have to duck to eat it to kriha achas. You have to duck to eat it together. Another shita, you have to duck to eat it separately. Because if you eat it together, take this mitzvah from the Rambam to a zoo. And the Rambam task is that it's optional. If you want, you can eat it all together. If you want, you can eat it separately. So the Rambam writes like this. The Rambam has told that you don't eat the carbon pesach together. That's another point. The Rambam holds that the whole machlokes only is on the matzah and the morah, but they're together separate. But the pesach is always separate. So the Rambam says, the Rambam thought it was optional. So he says, if you want to, you can eat the matzah and the morah together, and one sandwich, if you want, you can eat them separately. So the Rambam says, if you eat the matzah and the morah together, then you say one bracha, shekirishana benetot zuzvano alachilas matzah and morah. And if you eat the matzah separately and the morah separately, then you do like we do, shekirishana zuzvano alachilas matzah. Then another bracha, shekirishana zuzvano alachilas morah. So the Rambam writes the favor, so it depends whether he did it in one mitzvah mitzvah or in 2 mitzvah mitzvah. If he did it in 1 mitzvah mitzvah, then there's 1 bracha. 2 mitzvah mitzvah, 2 brachas. Even though, even if you're doing it in 2, there's still a hechshah between the 2. There's still a tzuraf yachad. Still a tzuraf yachad that they're both eating the matzah and the morah, both eating the tzuraf shere the pitzvah. So they blend in together anyway. Even if you're eating it not the kriha achad, it still blends in together. So the chayre, that's the pshat of the shita as well. The takanas chachami was the dafkin. They recite part of the halal before the suda, part of the halal after the suda. So then we're talking that this one mitzvah should be fulfilled dafkin to different units. You should not fulfill it by reciting the whole halal of the masachas. They wanted the dafkin, you should have the suda sandwiched in the middle of all of the halal. But the only question is, where is the makar? It makes sense to recite 2 different brachas. Where is there a makar for this? That you say 2 different brachas on the halal? The Taisus claims, the mighty Ryan the Yerushalmi the Terakalim. That writer that appears in the Babli Adnem Vav Omen Aleph and appears in Sachem also and Taisus has a long discussion about Kolat Luchat Kulam Paiskas Zubaruch that Yerushalmi quotes that writer and has a discussion on it. The mighty Ryan Yig Yesh Mevorchim that they said 2 brachas on Pesach night, they brought their proof from Yerushalmi. Mahi the mighty Halo the Kolat Brachas Paiskas Zucharismois the barakut min abrakas asmuchas lochamza b'chafes b'chamitz v'shay. That's the brayta that appears in the Gemara. Uparach the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi fakes parach Yerushalmi yalo and Yerushalmi has the kash on that brayta. The ha'ikra geula. What's shver? Ha'ikra geula. Pirish. What's shver? Asher geulanu. Why do you begin Asher geulanu? Baruch ata Hashem alakein malachem. Asher geulanu baruch ata Hashem b'mitzrayim. So the brach on the second cut of the Avakoyzen begins with Baruch Atah Hashem Alkeinu Malach Olam Vek Du Yishalmi Akashai but it's Mucha Lakavato Samayit Bor Sachas Bibaru. What kind of Akashai is that Mucha Lakavato? Where is this Mucha Lakavato? Mucha Lakavato to the Asher Kedishar Avato to the Likul Atah Halo. So is that called Mucha Lakavato? That's the Shabbat. Is that called Mucha Lakavato? Mucha Lakavato means that there's one kingdom together, there's one Hemshech, and even if it's just haphazard. So the Rishonim had a discussion later regarding Tfilas Hadera. Rishonim had the discussion regarding Tfilas Hadera. He said, Yilatim Ofanach Hashtar, Echein L'Shon Tzad, Echein L'Shon Tzad. How do you start the Yilatim? Doesn't have to start Baruch Hata Hashem, Echein L'Shon Tzad, Broche. The Tzad gives one answer, Tzadchina. The Tzadchina, Tzadchina, Broche. The Kuala, the Broche has to begin Baruch Hata Hashem. It's only if it's a Broche. This night, you're not saying a Broche. You're saying a Tzadchina. If it's only a Tzadchina, how can you say Baruch Hata Hashem, Shemei Tzadchina? So that's how you end off the Tzadchina. That's how that. See what's up there. So this came brought.
Each one is another
topic. Yeah. Yeah. Shmoneh Esrei is each one is a bracha as Mucha L'Chavta. Right. The first bracha. No, but Shmoneh Esrei says there. If you don't have one bracha, you don't. Let's say your sin is missing one page. So you don't say the part of the Shmoneh Esrei that you have. if you don't know one bracha, they have to leave out the whole shmoneh, because if the sefer says, except the list of all the things that are marked as ezer, so it says the shmoneh should bracha on the marked as ezer. So that's one use that we understand. The Tosfos raises the issue. How do you say tefillah chazer? You should start bracha. You have to start bracha. So they give different answers. So one of the answers is that it's a tchina, it's a tefillah, it's not be that drop. Another answer is that you say Shema Tfilah in the Shema Nesra is a Smucha L'Chavetor. So we're really borrowing that bracha from the Shema Nesra and we're saying it now. So since in the Shema Nesra it's a Smucha L'Chavetor, so this bracha Shema Tfilah, you don't have to be Kosach as the bar. And it goes, the Rishonim quotes that the Maharam Rutenberg was medactic, that he used to go to the Beit HaKisei before he went on the trip. And then when he would be on the trip, he would say Asher Yotzar. And after he said, Rafei Kol Bosom HaFilah, so then he would say, the tefillah says that there should be smukha l'chavetor. Or you would have a drink, they eat something, and then say burn the flushes, and then right after the burn the flushes, you would take tefillah says that, to make it into smukha l'chavetor. So he clearly is of the opinion that it doesn't have to be related at all. It doesn't have to have any connection whatsoever. And the other Rishonim seem to hold the same as not so. That it's only considered a bracha smukha l'chavetor if there's some relationship between the two. So if you hold like the Maharam Gutenberg that it doesn't have to have any relationship whatsoever, then you show me this. You show me this. Akasha, what do you begin? Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Gior Lanu, V'Gor Atah Hashem, and so on. With the Baruch Atah, isn't it a Smukha L'Chavetah with the Baruch Atah before the Hallow? What's the relationship? This is a Bichat HaMitzvah and the Hallow. It's just a Kray Sheini. It's a Bichat HaMitzvah. Everything I say is a Kray Sheini. But the Shad is it one Hemshech Anan? So the Pashtus is in a third one Hashem. If you all like the Rabbeinu, if you all like the Maharam Gutenberg, you understand the Kashu of Yishami. Yishami says the Kashu. Why do you begin? Hashem Yolan with Baruch Atah. Let it be Ve'amai Pesach as the Baruch. Why does it begin with Baruch Atah? It's Mu'al HaKavetah. So you understand with the Kashu. We'll get to the Territ in a minute. But if you all like the Rosh HaRishayim HaPi Pashtus, so don't agree with that Maharam Gutenberg, the whole day it's only called Mu'al HaKavetah. It's a tzir to the Hemshah. But then the Hechrech, you have to say like he said before, that just like Yishtabach is the Baruch Shama, that's the Baruch Shalafanav, that's the Baruch Shalafanav. And just like Yehaleluch is the Baruch before Hallel, this is the Baruch Shalafanav, that's the Baruch Shalafanav, and it constitutes one Kiyum, and that's called Smucha L'Chavata. Yehaleluch is called Smucha L'Chavata, Taisus says, to the Baruch before the Hallel. So too, the Baruch Asher Gyalonu is the Baruch Shalafanav, not only the Baruch of the Kaisheni of the Abrikaisen. It's a bracha shel achreho of the opening section of the hallel. Let's say a person comes into shul yishtabach, and he's late to shul. So can he start saying yishtabach? Can he pick up with yishtabach? So says shulchan aruch, you can't do that. It depends on the 2 days in tesis. According to one thing, the modern rabbam says it depends on the 2 days. According to the day in tesis, that yishtabach is a bracha smukha l'chavato, because that's the bracha shel achreho. So that's the bracha shel achreho. So the Mechavis of the Shulchanah says, you can't say Yishtabah, seems to walk in and start saying Yishtabah. Sometimes you have Chazonim. They come in late, and they take over Sheikh Enat. They just start saying Sheikh Enat. So the Shulchanah says that you can't do that. The Magen Avraham is Malam Mitzchus a little bit. He says, according to one day in Tzayit, it's really good fella. It's not so bad. So it's not a Smukha L'Chavata. That Bar Shom is a separate bracha. Yishtabah is a separate bracha. It's really mutzah to talk in the middle of it. There's no Hemshah. So the Magen Avraham says, let's say, Halakha L'Maiti, you walked in late. On Shabbos, I walked in late. So that I should go up to the Omen and I should be the Chazan and I should start Sheikhin Ad. You can't do that. According to one day in fact, you can't say Yishtabach because you didn't say Baal Shama. But let's say I'm one of the Mistalim, I'm not the Chazan. So, and I won't have a chance to catch up. I won't be able to say Baal Shama and Ashrei and Nishmat and go back there. So the Magen Avraham says, you should listen when the Chazan says Yishtabach, ask him to say the whole Yishtabach out loud, so you'll hear word for word that the Yishtabach is Yishtabach. Because according to one day in Tzitzis, there is a team of saying Yishtabach without having said Baruch Shama. Because it's not a Baruch Shmukha L'Chavata. It's a separate Akasha. So that's the Shaila over here. That's the Shaila over here. The Yishami, yes, it's Akasha. No, the Yishami Akasha was, why is Asher Gavar of Pasach as Baruch? Let it be Shmukha L'Chavata to the Baruch before. If you hold, again, the review, if you hold like the Maharam Gutenberg, that Shmukha L'Chavata doesn't have to constitute one Kiyum, so it's Nicha. The Baruch Asher Yalvan is the Baruch of the Koshenim, and it's absolutely unrelated really to the Baruch of the Halvi, so it's still called Smukha L'Chavato, it's fine. But if you all like the Baruch HaRishonim, that the only time it's called Smukha L'Chavato is if it constitutes one Kiyum, so Be'achreach you have to say, like he said before, that this is considered the Baruch, this is the Baruch Shel Achreach of the first part of Halo. So let's say a person, on Pesach night, a person will want to streamline the Avodah. So I just want to drink the Abrikaisis quickly. So I'll say Kiddush and drink the first cup. Then I'll say I showed y'all that it was all up there at the time and it was being to second God. And then I want to say the hollow later. Okay, then if you're like, hey, let's start the hollow. Well, say, man is pattern down to this taking. He can take the second place and say, a brach ala kodesh asher yalonu, and then he says the hollow later, I'll say that. Sometimes the state is not the happy. Let's say, not everything in the lechatchila, how do we do it? First we eat matzah, then we eat mor. And what do you eat first mor, then you eat matzah? So the Rashbam writes in Avot Tzachon that the evidence that it's not liakid. Even though there's a seder lechatchila, as it says in the Chumash on matzah, some ror and yachlu, there's a seder lechatchila, they write the first eat matzah, then eat mor. But the evidence...
What's
the evidence? I'm not sure. Then he starts eating mara. He says, Alachilas mara. He says, mara. Then he goes and he washes and he says, Alachilas mara. He's the master. Even though the Chatzchila doesn't say it, but for the Yevit, the Seder is not the Ati. The Chatzchila should do everything in the proper, but the Yevit is not the Ati. So what if we'll do Mahapas the Seder here? Let's say he comes home and the kid starts saying, right away, Manishtan. The kid is going to say Manishtan and is falling asleep before he says, so let him say Manishtan before Kiddush. So for the Yevit, you go to Manishtan before Kiddush also. Mahapas. What if he did Yachas before Kiddush also for the Yevit again? But what if he goes like this? He's Mishana the Seder here. He'll say on the second Kohi, Asher Ki Olam, as well as I'll send him Mishana. And he didn't say the first day of the Hal. So it's a Shaila the Yerit. That's the Shaila that Gaina said before. Is the Asher Ki Olam the Bracha Shal Achreo following the first part of the Hal? Or is it only later? So that depends on the two ways to learn this Kasha of the Yerushalmi. It's not clear. It's not clear exactly what the Yerushalmi holds over here. Rakopa Yerushalmi has the Kasha. Why is it put out as the Bracha? Let it be Shmuchal Achalatov. To the Birchas HaMitzvah of the Hallel. So obviously the Rishami assumes that you're supposed to say Asher Kedushan goes to Torah Likvah to Hallel before you start Hallel on Pesach night. To this Kasha, the Rishami answers, Shanya, there is different. This is not in violation. The right is said, Abroch HaShmukh HaKhalata does not have to be Pesach and Tzvorach. The Rishami says, here it's different. Shanya, the Bracha Shev Yalanu is an exception to the rule that even though it's Mukhala Chavata, it has to be Pesach and Tzvorach. Why? The Mishana, the Beisach Nefes, Yotzah. If he would have heard Hallel and Shul, he wouldn't have to say the Hallel, what? Yotzah, he wouldn't have to say Hallel at home, which sounds like Yotzah, he wouldn't have to say the Hallel at home, but still Hashem Yalanu, he would have to say Pesach and Tzvorach. So there, in that case, it wouldn't be Pesach and Tzvorach, so therefore it's not Mukhala Chavata. So one commercial, the Lachar Zvukha from the Rishalmi, that is a Kresheni. A Kresheni. So why did they think in the first place that it's a Zvukha Lahavata? Unless you say that's exactly what the Teretz was. That the Kash was based on a mistake. What was the Teretz? So usually you know the Teretz is like this. Whenever you have two brachas, and the second one is a Zvukha Lahavata, so the second one doesn't have to be Pesach and Tzvorach. But if sometimes it will be Smukha Lechavta, sometimes not, depending on the situation, then even if it happens to be Smukha Lechavta, you still got to be Pesach and Tzvorach. That's the simple reading of the Teretz. But you could say that, what's the Svar behind it? You could say the Hezbollah is exactly what I said before. The only time it's called a Brocha Smukha Lechavta is if there's a Kiyum, if there's a Heshach Al Pidim between the two. If sometimes it could be Smukha, sometimes that means that there's no Heshach. It happens to be that Asher Yalanu, 99% of the time follows the bracha of Hallel. Asher Yalanu will be correct to Hallel. But if 1% of the time it doesn't follow, namely if the guy said Hallel and Shul, it's Yetzer Hallel. And he doesn't have to repeat the Hallel at home, but he still has to say the bracha Asher Yalanu. So that's why I call it that it's never a Hemshech for the bracha. It's not a Hemshech, it's not the bracha Shul HaKorel of Hallel. So once it's not a Hemshech, it's not a bracha of Shul HaKorel. You can say that's exactly what the Yishalmi says. The Maharam Rukmurg obviously doesn't know like that. He doesn't know the Yishalmi like that. But that's perhaps what the other Yishalmi understood in the Yishalmi. That it's not a... That's exactly the terms. It's not a Bracha Shmukha Lachavata, because it's not one Kiyum. The Shalmi says, how does the Maharam Rukmurg understand? Maharam Rukmurg says that in order to be considered a Bracha Shmukha Lachavata, it doesn't have to be one Kiyum. There's no connection between Tzilos HaDerech and Burn the Flushes. And still, if you happen to say two in a row, and the second one is there, after the first one, Alti Mikra, it's a bracha, so the second bracha doesn't have to be Pesach and Tzvorach. Even if it's Alti Mikra. And you can't learn that that's what the Yerushalmi is into them, exactly against them. He holds not so. So what was the answer of the Yerushalmi? Shania here is different, the Yerushalmi is based on the Yerushalmi, so therefore what? So what exactly is a teres? It's a new cloud. The way we usually have it's a new cloud. That word is, if it's sometimes not going to be Ruch HaLachamata, but then the Chachamim HaMesachim, you should always say a Baruch, because sometimes you'll need the Baruch. Even if in your case you don't need the Baruch, many times you won't need the Baruch, you should always say Baruch, because sometimes you're going to need it. Yeah, the Baharam Ritmer wrote that it's always called Ruch HaLachamata, even though it's not one Kiyum. Even though it's not one. You could learn, the other Rishonim learned that's exactly what the Kiyum was. That's exactly the Teres, is it not? So therefore, yeah, but that's not what the Yerushalmi answered. Yerushalmi didn't answer that.
Yes, but you see
the Maharam Ritmer has a fundamental machlokes with the other Rishonim to consider that bracha as Ruch HaLachamata. If the two brachas don't constitute one hand shach api din, it's only unrelated. Api Mikra said one bracha after the other.
What I'm saying is that would only be applied if they act as well one after the other.
Yeah.
Then you have two.
And then you have a Shabbat. Now, Ripper is also asking with the other Rishonim that sometimes it's only called a Zvacha Smuch HaLachamata if it constitutes one Hemshech. When is that? If you have Sukkim, then Dai, between the first Brocha and the second Brocha. So then it depends. If it's one Kim off he did, then it's still called a Smuch HaLachamata. If it's not one Kim, then it's not Smuch HaLachamata. You can also interpret Yishami like that. That for the fact that sometimes you don't have to say the Halal at home because you already ate in Shul, so that shows that it's a separate Kiyum. That shows that the halal is lechud, and the asher galon is lechud. Asher galon is a bracha that's kashen. So therefore, at the beginning, it's not called a smuchel kabbat. You could learn as Maharam Ritmer, but also learn like that. That could be. That's the shayla alacha. That's in this case. If a guy will say shalay alasei, he'll say asher galon. He'll say kiddush, and then he'll say asher galon and drink the second kashen. Then he wants to have manishtana and say the halal afterwards. Will he have been yaitse the asher galon or not? So the way we're learning now, up until this point, we're saying that he would be Yaitse Asher Gyalvon, and that's exactly what the Yishami says with Asher Gyalvon, is the bracha of the Kaisheni. The bracha of the Kaisheni is totally unrelated to the house. But the way you usually learn the Taisha is the simple reading of the Taisha, so where they quote the Yishami, usually you say it doesn't mean that. Yishami says that then there's some time, you'll be Yaitse Halal and Shul, and then you'll have to have Asher Gyalvon, will have to be Pasad of the Baro. But that's the day we're talking, there should always be Pasad of the Baro.
If you say
a broken halal,
you don't say halal.
If you say a
broken halal,
you don't say halal.
You don't say halal.
Yeah.
What's the key of the broken?
That's what I want to say.
But
you can say his swar also. Those are his swar.
Right, that's the time.
If you hold like the Maharam Rutenberg, then you should always be Maharam to say Filos Aderech, following some other bracha first. But why, according to this simple reading of the Yishami, why weren't they mistaken Filos Aderech and Shmi Kos Tachas Kibro? Because a lot of times you will not have an Asher Yarkas. Here, 99% of the time you will have a bracha. 99% of the time you won't have any bracha. So why weren't they mistaken Filos Aderech with the Kos Tachas Kibro? It's a different terrorist, right? These are three different shittas. There's going to be three different shittas one. But the Maharam Gutenberg shita is a pella, according to this Yerushalmi, it's a pella. So 99% of the time you're not going to have a smuchel HaKalakot. So they should have been misakh with a bracha, even for the 1% of the time that there will be smuchel HaKalakot. So this, this is one way to read the Yerushalmi. That if it's Shanya, how does it say? Shanya, they're different. Yerushalmi is Haknesses Yotza. What do you mean is Yotza? So the Yotza Halal, and he doesn't have to say the Halal at all at home, but he still has to say Asher Yalonu. Still has to say Asher Yalonu. So the way we're reading the Yerushalmi states the same is that there is such a thing as reciting Asher Yalonu without reciting the first two Tzot Matal. One could, however, say differently. You could say like this. The Minik Svarad is that they say Halal and Shul on Pesach night, on the Habakkuk, on the Grunhold, on the they say Halal and Shul, then they say Halal again by the Seder. So what are they saying twice Halal? And that's exactly what the Ramah sign is. Ramah says, no, the Minik Bnei Ashkenaz, the Ramah is the one that says, the Minik Bnei Ashkenaz is that we hold that you only say Halal and Shul for the Yom HaRed. We don't know how to read the Halal by the Seder. They can't probably don't say that, but we know how to read. So we don't have to recite the Halal and Shul, so we said we all know how to read the Halal and Seder, so we say it.
Maybe there's not,
those people
don't have
Seder, maybe
they...
Well,
that's
coming
out. That's what the other
no, no Brokhi Adrachim, you mean? There's no Brokhi Adrachim,
you mean? Yeah, but
you still say Asher Gialon.
Yeah.
Asher Gialon, he said, just don't say Brokhi Adrachim. Yeah. Brokhi Adrachim, that's not the problem. Yeah. I do have a, why did the Yishalmi say that it's a Brokhi Adrachim or a Chavis or... Yeah. Yeah, that's not that. So the the minik part is that they say halal and shul, and they say halal by the seder twice. The taka, what are they saying? That's the Ramah's taka. What are they saying halal twice? You already said. If you already said the shul, so why should you say? Yerushalmi says it. You said the shul, you have to say it home. So apparently they hold that it's not so. But perhaps they hold that it's... Why do they have to say twice? So the Rav used to point out, on different occasions, he pointed out distinctly different shitas in Rishayim. They pointed out the Vilna Goren has, we mentioned in connection with Chanukah, the Vilna Goren says, what's the marker that you sinned on Chanukah Lich and Shul? The Mechaber Reish and it's a Minig. And he says that no one's Yotzi with the Hadrach of the Vesach. That's because the Hadrach has to be the Vesach. You're not Madan Pesach, no one's Yotzi. So where did the Minig come from? So the Goren says the Minig is from Halal on Pesach night in Shul. But Halal on Pesach night is for the sake of Pesach in Yisrael, but you say the Halal in the middle of the Seder. So how much Pesach you think you have to have your wife and your 9 children? So we have 11 people over here. Look, Maruchah. But if you have a gift of Pesach Yisrael, so shouldn't you try to get it half around more people? So say Halal and Shul. So you have more Pesach Yisrael. You have the whole Shul will be there. So just like on Pesach night, when we have a Chayvah to accomplish a Pesach Yisrael, but the way we fulfill it is on a small scale. So the minig or the din required we should do it in Shul to fulfill the Pesach Yisrael on a larger scale. So the same is true on Chanukah that the Chiyuv to be Madlik Neres is to accomplish Pesach Yisrael. So how much person we need to do we have? How many people are going to sleep in front of my house, in my house, how many people? So Mavik and Shul, to have a bigger facility. That's what the Bira Rav Rav. So according to the Vilna Goren, the Halal and Shul and the Halal, by the same is the Halal. It's just that you want to have more facilities, but it comes, it stands on the same shoulders. So on some occasions, Rav used to point out the Bira Rav Rav, that he holds it at the same house. On other occasions, the Rav pointed out that it seems to be that he got the impression that other Rishonim hold that it's a different din Halal. That the one halal requires a bracha and the other halal doesn't require a bracha. That the halal and shul, you can say a bracha, the seirish. So the seirish, you say a bracha, the masechah says in the chabad courses. The first two nights of Pesach, and so the first night of Pesach, you say halal with a bracha. And the halal by the seder, we assume you don't say a bracha. And some but some say you don't say a bracha because you're mafsik. So you say that you can't say a bracha, you're mafsik in the middle. If that's the reason why, but that doesn't prove anything. It doesn't prove it's a different chet of a halal because you don't say prophet. It's the zelba halal that you mafsik, but the rabbeinu, how is it to Iran? Iran, at the end of stuff, according to the name of the Goyim, name of the Rabbi Goyim, the Bishkir of Iran, he said, no, it's a halal shal shira, the halal of the Shah Taneh, the halal of Al-Jash, spontaneous halal. They don't say prophet. If you don't say prophet, you're going to ruin the spontaneity. So, if that's the deal, I don't know, how come you say prophet, the halal of shul? So obviously, it is the zelba halal. According to Rav Amram Goyim, according to Rav Haggai, they said halal and shul. The Zen said halal and shul. Like the minik spara, they said halal and shul with a bracha. That they hold that the halal on Pesach night is bedachti b'li bracha. So what is saying halal and shul with a bracha? So apparently the halal and shul is a different din of halal. The halal and shul is like a different... It's not like the Goyim says the same chayvus hayachir after Sunni Nisus if you do it to Sibur. No. Apparently the halal at home is like b'chol dovah that chayav on b'shas and kilo yashm and tzana. Tzicha nachna chayav l'halal. That's the halal b'shas hanesh. The halal l'shul is something else. Halal zecha l'adesh. Halal simpatiyot is something else. How do you say it? Balayla? You only say halal b'yod. The only reason I pay chasani is because halal b'shas hanesh. So there must be some teret. There's another teret on the kash. Why do you say halal balayla? A Pesach nesh to record in the Zohar that on Leil Pesach, I think the sun was shining on Leil Pesach back in the daytime, so this was,
well, you don't have to pay
anything. This was considered, like Bayom. They give the teres like the Chidot, somehow Leil Pesach is a kind of like Bayom. It's not considered Balayla. So apparently the Rosh sheet is a hall. The Rosh Tami showing the hall is clearly not like the Gura. But the Halal, the Pesach Nesh, is a different in Halal. But that Halal, on Pesach night you say Halal for two reasons. There's a Halal, the Shas Nesh, that doesn't require Bracha. But then there's another Halal, I must say, Zechel and something that does require Bracha. So when the Yishalmi says that if he said Halal and Shul, Yatsa, it doesn't mean you're yaitin, you don't have to say halal at all. You gotta say halal at all. The yaitin, the one thing about halal that requires a bracha. But then when you say the halal at home, there's a different thing of halal that doesn't require a bracha. So then it's not gonna be smukha l'chavato. So since there is some time when you will have recited halal and shul with a bracha, and then when you're gonna say halal at home, you have to say halal at home. Because Hashem Yolanu is the Gemara of the chelak of the halal before. It's like you have a lucha, it's like a yishtaba. The sins, you will have, even though you will have to say halal at home, the first two talking of halal at home, before you say asher b'yaldaru, but since sometimes it won't be smukha l'chavto, because you won't be reciting the bracha before. If you don't say halal and shul, then you have to be out in the boat for you by the seder, but then you have to say a bracha. Because it's, the one b'chayv of halal does require a bracha. If you have no prayer, you have to say the bracha at home. But if you would have said it in shul, then you'll have to say halal at home, on a bracha, so then it won't be smukha l'chavto. So that's why they always instituted that asher b'yaldaru should be pesach as the bracha. You can learn like that in the Yishalmi, that there are two b'chayvim on halal.
The Nishama doesn't mean
to say
that
the Nishama of the Pesach Nesh. Nishama of the Pesach, you heard it, sure. Nishama means that there's a sukkah like that. No. You know there's a sukkah that they didn't have a seder. The people didn't have a seder. So they didn't know how to say how. So the Chazan said how, and everybody would go to the Shemei Kodesh. So on Esrei, everybody knows how to say, so say Anilo. And how they used to be made to the Shemei Kodesh. So if he heard from the Chazan Shul, he would be Yerta. But it doesn't mean if you heard from Shul, you don't say halal at all at home. No, you have to say halal at home. You have to say twice halal. But the second time you'll say, on a bracha. So therefore, Asher Yalman will not be smukha l'chavto.
There is a Gvor that says, Lir Shmur Hu Hashem. Of course, it's paper. You could have seen all the other ones. So the Laila called her, isn't the Yachad Hashem, Shem Hashem, Mal Laila. And says here, Lail Shmu, Ur Hashem, PC. They said because it was Yahweh, he was calling out with the call.
Yeah.
So you can hold that's how you are that Laila.
No, well, that's not what's considered like Yahweh. Yeah, that's Zohar. We quote from a Zohar.
Of course, you should have the water, while right, so you should not have water. If we have a problem, have a halal issue.
Yeah.
That's not in town. So they should have a problem
by the Seder.
If there's a fear.
You should have to say a bracha before. The way Pesach is quoted the Yerushalmi, you really have to say a bracha, Asher K'Nishan Sassan, Likra Tahalo, by the Seder, unless you are Yerushalmi. And we don't follow that Yerushalmi, we have a different interpretation in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, you can never tell what's going on. This is all Pesach's interpretation. I guess other Yerushalmi have a different interpretation.
Right.
Yeah, so the Pesach is not quoting Yerushalmi that yes, that you do recite a bracha on that halal. Unless you yoyte the halal and shul, then yotza means you yoyte the whole halal, you don't say halal at all at home. You yoyte with the bracha, when you have to repeat the halal again at home, then you don't have to say a bracha, because it's a different kiyum of halal. The girl claims that it's the same kiyum. What the girl does with the Yerushalmi, I don't know. I don't know what he does with Yishtal. I mean, I'm sure. I don't think so. I don't think the Gaon said a bracha now. I remember. I have to check it up. I don't think he said a bracha now at all. I have to look in the Maaser Rav. They called the foolish what the Gaon said bracha san on Tei Sadla. You have to look it up. So that's the first part of the Yishalmi. First part of the Yishalmi was why does Asher Yarlano begin with Baruch Atah Hashem? Shouldn't it be Smukha L'Chavata? So they're interpreting the Yishalmi saying that you said bracha before the beginning of the first section. And then they interpret the second half of Yishalmi, Yuparich, on the fourth wide line of text, they say, first, the next Kashi Yishalmi, the Harei Seifa. The Kristik Yishalmi, what do you mean the Harei Seifa? What about the end of the Hallel? What does that mean? Tirish. This is what Tesha says. Then they're going to give an open it up. But they say Tirish, they think it means Yahalucha. Why does Yahalucha not begin with Baruch Atah Hashem? Shasudam of Sekes. You can't say that Yahalucha is Mucha Machavato. It's Mucha to what? To Asher Yavanu. Or it's Mucha to Asher Kishonah and Mishonah and Sivanu. So they say that it can't be Smucha. Shasudam of Sekes. Avalokin in a Pasach as the Baruch. Why not? That's what they're interpreting the Kasha of Yishami. Why doesn't Yahalucha Pasach as the Baruch? According to what we had, the Rabbi Yonah said that the reason why Tfilas HaKerach doesn't begin with Baruch HaTorah, because we're really taking the Baruch HaShemeh Tfilas HaNishman Esrei, and the Komo is the Baruch HaSmukha L'Chavata, so therefore even though we're yanking it out of the Shman Esrei, and now it's not in the context of any other Baruchas, the Baruch HaShemeh Tfilas is the Baruch HaSmukha L'Chavata, so it doesn't have to be Pesach as well. So if one would hold like the Rabbi Yonah Shita later by the Tfilas HaKerach, this wouldn't be a Kashi. Yahalucha normally is a Smukha L'Chavata. Normally when you say Yahalucha at the end of the Hallel, 99 out of 100 times that they say Yahalucha, it's always going to be a Smukha L'Chavata. Punktan, Pesach night, it's not because you're a Mastik. But really, Yahalucha is not a Smukha L'Chavata. Obviously, this Baal HaTesis is learning to be Shami like this, doesn't hold like that slot of the Rabbi Yonah. Later on, there's going to be a different shot in this part of the Yishami. So they're learning now, how come Yahalucha doesn't begin with Baruch, it's not Smukha L'Chavata. Well, Meshani, Enfer, the Yishami, Shtayim Heino. There are two brachas, Achas L'Avo, Achas L'Shova. What does that mean? Before you begin the first section of the Hallel, before the meal, you recite one bracha. Before you recite the second part of the Hallel, after the meal, after Shnecha Moscha, you say another bracha, Ligmar Sahalo. Shtayim Heino, so that's three brachas on this is on the Hallel. Achas L'Avo, one bracha on the second half of the Hallel, Achas L'Shova. Very, very, Lashon. Achas L'Avo, before the second half of the Hallel, Achas L'Shova. It doesn't fit into the word, that's not serious. Achas l'av is duhi, yoyis ha-brocha shem v'vorka ma'achar ha-achilo. Ligmar sahalo. Well, yoyis ha-brocha hi smucha. And the yahalucha is a smucha l'chavata, so the brocha ligmar sahalo that you recite before the second half. And achas l'shavar, you say a brocha on the first half of the halal, you said before the yohaidu, yoyis ha-shavir, that brocha that you recite according to ma'achilo. However, what's your afshad, you shall me according to these yeh proportions, that you say two brochas on the halal on Pesach night, because you divide it into parts. You say one bracha before the first part, one bracha before the second part. L'Abba means the bracha that you recite before the second half of the halal that you're going to say after the meal. Saloshim's legumkum. L'Abba, what kind of L'Abba? Achas kaidim achilav achas lachil achilav. Why L'Abba l'shavar? Means he's holding, when the Yishami Tochim is holding after the bench, and he said Shrech Amosha. And now from the viewpoint of after Shrech Amosha, what is L'Abba? And one of the Shava, you gotta say Bracha L'Havah to recite the rest of the Hallel, and the Shava we already said it before. Why should the Baal HaYerushalmi talk after Shrech HaMoscha? What they were discussing this on Pesach and after Shrech HaMoscha, because I Bracha L'Havah on the Shava, they're talking on Purim, they're talking on Chanukah. Yeah. They're discussing the Dinah on Pesach. Why did you call it L'Havah on the Shava? That's what Pesach learns later. That's a whole different Shabbat to Shalmi. But now they're learning the Yesh Reflection learned, that this Yishalmi says that you say two Birchas HaMitzvahs on the two parts of the Hanitzah, the parts of the Hallel, that are recited on Pesach night. Although the Baruch mistake on him. But then they conclude, Abba, there appears Ayam Yusuf. It doesn't fit in. The Harei Seifa, when Yishalmi says the Harei Seifa, how did they interpret the Harei Seifa? First they said, Harei Asher Yolon, Harei Gulam, El Pesach. So why is Asher Gialon of Pesach as well? Then Harei Seifa is a kasha. You have a look at it's called Seifa. Why is it called Seifa? Well, it's the end of the Hagwara. So there's Rochet. That period doesn't fit in well, the Harei Seifa. The Lashon HaShem in the second kasha in Mashma, the Koya Broch Asher Gialon, the Koya Bo Metchila. Shami's first kasha was, why is Asher Gialon of Pesach as the Baruch? And then the next kasha was the Harei Seifa, the end of that Rochet that we just mentioned, Why is that Hashem is the Baruch? That was the kasha. Vada'i, the pshat that we just said is not correct. Deviation of Hashem says all that it's not correct. But that's not the pshat in Yishalmi. Vada'i, Baruch Hashem, Yomonokoi. Kasher HaFarish, as we're going to say. Look, once you shift the pshat, so you have no effort to say that you take two brothers on the Ha'ol on Pesach, like one before one is. Nonetheless, even though there's no effort from this one, Lihu Mashmot Yishalmi, Kasher Pirash the Tchilo, so you must say from the Tchilo itself. However, from the context, from the rest of Yishalmi, they say they get the impression that they still took two brothers. Even though this line doesn't mean that, for the rest of Yishalmi, they get that impression. I don't know exactly where it says anything in Yishalmi. We don't say any brothers on Pesach, like we don't have any Mashmot in any Yishalmi. It must have had a different gear, we don't have anything in Rishon. But he says, he doesn't understand. I'm like Rav Yehuda, the Baal HaTaisa says, Zuit Mia Gedoyla, what's going on? Yachashi Be'a Kedem Achila, if it's really true that they said eight brachas, we don't say any brachas on the Ha'ol on Pesach night in the Seder. But if the Yerushalmi holds that you said brachas before you begin the whole Ha'ol before, how can you be mafsik to eat the meal in the middle? Am I mafsik me'achod in time? Sha'arei, the Gemara says you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Ha'olel. Whether on the Yom Shadi on the Gemara Mekas Ha'olel or on Shkodesh, you're not allowed to be mafsik. Because whenever you say brachas before, it's not permissible to be mafsik. One of them say HaKavod and say HaZiro. Then Tzaterek and so on. So how come I'll say Yitzchak not be mafsik? Sha'arei, the Yom Shadi on the Gemara Mekas Ha'olel Kiddush, that there is Kiddush Ma'och, and a mutalistic, a mutalahatsik. You're not permitted to talk in the middle. And I'm saying HaKavod, I'm saying HaZiro, whatever it is. He's not saying any brach at all, says he teaches again. I'm only asking the answer, what's the problem of this? What is now covered? Allah Hadi Masik Shim Brach. That's not that he holds against Rabbi Yair. That obviously he's saying a brach on a Shredish, and that's the problem of Hesik in the brach. Because it's true that you said brach on Pesach night. What in the world is going on? How can you eat in the... So that Kashi Grata doesn't bother Rabbi Bishayne. That was a Takhalat Chachamim. So that is a part before and part after the Shilamim. It's all a Hemshech. The Suda with the brachas, with the talking, everything you have in the middle of the Suda should be in the middle of the house. That's the other Shalom Hold is not a kash. But he, this leads to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is still beyond. That's all that the verses on brachas is printed in the second sentence of Rabbi Lachas. It's not really Rabbi Lachas in the road, it's not seen. It's somebody else. This Rabbi Yehuda is still beyond. It's a different Dalai Lama. There's a Ruach course. We have Rabbi Yehuda still beyond on many sisters and shows. There's a Ruach always quotes from Rabbi Yehuda. There was his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda still beyond. But he, so he bothered, how can it be? He doesn't understand, how can he say a bracha before and then eat the meal in the middle? Akasha, he doesn't give a tariff. But now he's going back to the pshat. What is called the Yerushalmi the Hari Seifa? Now he's going back to the ultimate pshat. What is the Akasha the Hari Seifa? The Akasha goes on the final chasime of Baruch Ato Hashem. So they learned that that was the Kashi. Huh? Okay. Okay. Elanira, oh, let's see. Elanira, there are many who ask the Kashi doesn't understand the Chlau. How can you eat the little? Elanira, how the Kashi, Shama, Harry Gula. Yeah, this is a gorish bench, yeah. The Rabbeinu Yehuda doesn't like the whole verse at all that you say a bracha before the Hallel and you plan to eat in the middle. So he can't believe that. So we hold you don't say a bracha at all on the Hallel based on the guidance and the end of the song. But he holds that sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. So he said, the Yishami's kasha working on the premise that you said a bracha, Sheikh Hashem Sona, Likra at the Hallel is in a special unusual case, not the normal case that we have. That you eat the meal in the middle. He's talking about a person who's having all the dalat kaitais. He's having the agarot all together without eating the meal in the middle. He's doing things shalai alas beta. So therefore he's not going to be mafsik in the middle. So therefore he's going to say the halal of asaka. He's going to say the halal of asaka. It's not going to be any of that, right? So he says the bracha, Sheikh Hashem Hassan, we throw out the halal. A strange upshot. And Amir, how does Rachel Yishalmi the Harei Gula, the first kasha? Harei Gula, why do you begin? Baruch Ato Hashem, Shegi Olanu. Let it be smukha lechavetah to the Baruch before. The mashmah, the Baruch Malal, the Tchilo, that you do say a Birchas HaMitzvah before you begin to say the Hallel on Pesach night by the Seder. I mean, a special case, Baruch Hashem, Shegi Olanu, Seder the Rasta, he's not going to eat the meal in the middle. Not going to eat the meal in the middle. The Rambam and the Rishk have hechatimtas like this. That the people didn't know how to say, they didn't have printed Haggadahs. They didn't have maximal health coffee going to give the Haggadahs advice. They didn't know how to say Haggadahs. So they had to have either a community seder, but you're not going to give everybody food. So they'll make a seder and you go home and you eat on your own. So how exactly are you going to figure this out? You can't even get to the other kind of what it... So the Rambam and the Ritz have to cheshbainet. How are you going to do things? Shalom al-Seder, have someone say, I got it for you. And you leave later, you leave before. So Taisa says, that's what Yishami is talking about, such an odd case. Yishami is not going on a normal case. Like we have the normal thing, eat the meal in the middle. That wouldn't be a kasha. Then you wouldn't say a broch in the beginning. Yishami goes in a special case. He's not going to eat in the middle. But even though he's not going to eat in the middle, he says Asher Gyalmano in the middle. So in that funny case, we suddenly take that kasha. Why does Asher Gyalmano begin with Barak Asa? Let it be from Mukhalak Asa. And the Yishami, but 99% of the cases, it's not Mukhalak Asa. Why? Because you do eat the meal in the middle. Under normal circumstances, you do eat the meal in the middle. And since you eat the meal in the middle, so therefore you're not going to say that Barak Asa Asher Gyalmano is in the beginning. So therefore, since most of the time Asher Gyalmano is not Mukhalak Asa, even once in a while, it will be Smukhalak Abbasah, he still says Barak Abbasah. So strange is that strange. That's not what it sounds like in the Yishama. It says, Shani is your Satan, Beis HaKnesses. Yishama Beis HaKnesses, Yosef. So I didn't say what the Rabbi Yehuda Simeon is saying. But under normal circumstances, the person is going to eat the meal in the middle, is going to eat the meal, so then you don't say, Abichas HaLitzah in the beginning. So the normal case is not Smukhalak Abbasah. The Yishama didn't answer like that. He gave a different answer. What he's saying doesn't really fit in. Look, Yerushalmi, there's always a difficulty with the Girsis. Even if you have the Girsis, there's always a problem with the Pshat. You have no tradition on Yerushalmi, what's going on. But if somebody has a Pshat, there are Girsis, it's going to straighten it out. Okay. Shorzei Ramat, Yishen Etzor.
Yeah.
Avalonu, Avalonu, Hashem Afsikin Lecho, but we eat in the middle. Elonu Lebarachla, let the Tchil of Alobisla. Okay, not, what do you know the Tchil of Alobisla? You don't say bracha before the first minute, you don't say bracha before the second minute. It doesn't mean you don't say bracha, you have the bracha is like you do say, you don't say bracha before the second minute. But now, that's, he said, he gave up, and he literally said, young gave an alternate shot in the third kasha and terrace of Yerushalmi. Oh, wow, the alternate shot. How do Yerushalmi have other shots? And now he gives his alternate shot in the second half of Yerushalmi. Why do you call him Yerushalmi? How do you say for? What's that? That doesn't go on Yahalucha, that Yahalucha should be smucha, but I said, no! It's a different kashin. Ari Sefer goes on Asher Gyalmano. Why is Asher Gyalmano Chasem is Baruch V'yamai? Why should it be Chasem is Baruch? Let's say you say Baruch V'yamai, Shachal Yivin Baruch, Moshi Lachman Oiz, Baruch V'yamai, whatever. So you don't have to be Pasach is Baruch, Chasem is Baruch. You say Baruch, perfect. So why should Asher Gyalmano go on Asher Gyalmano Chasem is Baruch? If you don't like that, why should it be Chasem is Baruch? So the Rambam Bemis points out, and the Tirush HaMishnayot on Sachem, the Rebbe used to point out a lot. The Rambam points out that the Mishnah in Sochen writes like this. Rav Tarfon used to say on Pesach night, I should be alone with all the Tarfon, so if you don't know what I'm saying, let's go, it's Pesach, Matru, Morro. Because Rav Tarfon lived in Mancha, Beit HaMikdash, Shoei Kaya. Rav Tarfon said to me, remember his uncle was a Kayan, and the Beit HaMikdash, and he used to lock the gates, and so on. So he lived in Manavayas, and he lived through the Churban. And then Rabbi Kiva lived after the Churban. Rabbi Kiva was a younger, they spoke to each other, but he was much a younger contemporary of Abtafen. Rabbi Kiva didn't live as Manabais, he was after. Abtafen lived part of his lifetime as Manabais and part after. So Abtafen writes, says in the Mishnah, that he used to say, Lechol Zoy Pesach Matzah Morah, that was the end of the Bracha. Rabbi Kiva, who lived after the Churban, Abayi, so you might say, Kena, Shem Al-Kena, Yagyena, Lemeradim, Lebram Acherim, Mechem, Mevinya, Lechol Pesach, Lechol Pesach, Lechol Shem Al-Azach, Men Abtafen. And because Rabbi Kiva lived after the Churban, and he added on about Kosh Allah Abba, that's why Rabbi Kiva added on about Sile, Gol Yisrael, because whenever you have more than one Sile in a Bracha, then it has to be Pasad of the Bracha, Chasam of the Bracha. And in the days of the Beit HaMikdash, but it didn't have two things, it just had Asher Gyalad and Gol Yisrael, and Sile, Gyalad and Gyalad, Gyalad and Gyalad, Gyalad and period. So it only had one Sile, Shalabar, and Zoy Allah Abba, there was no Bakosh Allah Abba, because there was no need to be Chasam of the Bracha. So what the Rambam learned, Sirish, in the Mishnah, the Rambam the Pirush HaMishnah says that that's what it says in the Mishnah. That Abtar from this Marabayis only had a Nusach HaBracha that had one thing. So it didn't have to be Chosan as the Bracha. The Kiva lived there for the Churban. So it had two things. The Shehovar, Haidor, the Shehovar, and a Tfilah and a Bakosha. And a Tfilah LaHavah. So that's why Rabbi Kiva had on a Chasina. So what the Rambam learned is in the Mishnah, the Taisus learns now that that's what the Rishonim answered. That the Rishonim was answering, asking, Baharei Seifo, why is Asher Gyalmano Chasem is Baruch? Yamai Bohaidor, Yamai Hikidir Chasaperis, Yamai Chasem is Baruch. Why should it be Chasem is Baruch? Let it be like Amoisi, like Baruch Yaglafren. From the Shadow, you show me into Stein Heimer, what does it mean? Shtei Gulas. It's a Hoidoya Al Ha'Ovar, and a Bakosh and a Tchim Al Ha'Ovar, that the Gula Asidah should come away. Achas Lava, Bakas Lushal Tirus, well, that's it. זה יגיענו. יגיע השם אכן למייד ולגום אחרת. זאת הדקה שנתחילה לעבור. וגם בערוך הקצת, בזין הזה, הברוך הערוך היה צריך לחוסם את דבר. Because he says even if a wooden contains two things, the Rambam learns that a brach arucha means that it contains two things. A brach arucha means it contains one thing. But the Rambam learns it doesn't matter whether it's long or short. It matters that if it's one thing, then it's ktor. If it's two things, Tzitzit seems to learn that though. Even if it would have been only one thing, if it's very long, then you have to be pchosem ezbor. So they say first of all it has two things, and secondly the gam arucha says that it is significantly long. The difference of the Gam Yesh Bo Lishava has two things, Kuma Shev Yalam and Gulas Nutra. It has the Haidoy Lishava and Tchil Lava, Lefichot Hashem is the Baruch. So he gave this alternate shot, which avoided assuming that you say a bracha before the second half of the house. Then I spoke slightly, Halukha is a difference. Okay. Just a short watch, and in this week's segment, the Torah describes Moshe Rabbeinu as being a kvater, a kvat moshe, and this is exactly why he requested after the Baruch Hu that he doesn't want to be the one to go speak to Paro, not voice the mayim. That the Baruch Hu shliach, to do the shliach inside, should be a person who can speak normally. So the Baruch Hu said, nonetheless, he comes out, Lord, I want you to ask it. Exactly why did the Baruch Hu choose Moshe Rabbeinu to be a kvater? With the kindness. Isn't it more closer mind to have a person who speaks like the Aguda representative in the Polish parliament, was the Reish Rav, who was known to be a Gewaldige speaker. He was a Yiddish Tarshin and a Polish speaker. He was a Gewaldige Polish speaker, so why the Russian couldn't send the Reish Rav? What is a Moshe Rabbeinu? So there's a famous comment that the Drosh of Saran has. I remember years ago, Rav Gerelikuch and Rav always used to make this comment, when the Rav would give a Yortzeit, he would be such a knockout shear, and the presentation was so amazing, the Rav would start off with 5-6 kashas, and then he would chazer over the kashas, and then he would give you the history, and he would prove the history, and then he would show the way this history triumphed all the kashas, and then at the end he would chazer over how he triumphed all the kashas, and the people walked away, they would be so inspired by this, and they wouldn't realize. After the Rav answered all these questions, now you have another thing. Somehow the Rav would lead you into believing that he just solved all the world's problems. He'd explain how strong the kashas was, and it was proof that Rav Gerelich would always say over this Drosh HaSaran in connection with the Yerushalayim Drashas. He said, the Ram says in the Drashas, why did the Ravonish Lom take Moshe Rabbeinu? He says, if he would have picked some tremendous orator, so some historian later would be able to tie the, maybe the whole thing was a hoax. Who said that there was Teremin Hashemayim? They had a good speaker who fooled them into believing it. He said, Teremin Hashemayim. So the Rebbe Shalom picked a person who was not a good speaker at all. And they heard Moshe Rabbeinu delivering the goods. So obviously, we're speaking about Eretz Mitzvah Peronai. So the Rebbe Shalom Batav could pick the person who was a poor speaker, who couldn't speak well. And there was shmuz with Moshe Rabbeinu about the weather and about the stocks and about the, what's the latest news. He couldn't talk normally. And when he was saying over the dinim, he opened his mouth and everything came up. And it came up. So obviously with Shem about there from Tav Rana. If you're going to have a human being speaking, so you can never know whether he's saying over what the Rebbe Shalom said, even if he's a naughty and an honest person, he could be honest to the point. Every person has a strength. Maybe he has some reason why he wanted to fool all the people and give him a whole Shalom and Billah goods and say that he heard a Teremin Hashemayim. The reason why the Rebbe Shalom Zaki wanted a Kvaseh Kvad Lashon, that it should be clear to the whole Shishi Riva of Klal Yisrael, that this is not a Teremin Hashemayim. That's exactly why Moshe Rabbeinu remained. That's how many Midrashim hold. Moshe Rabbeinu remained the Kvaseh, even after Maimon HaSinai. I'm just saying, no, that after Maimon HaSinai, all the Cholim were Nisrafei, all the Shulim were able to see, and so on, because the Kolham, Raimus HaKolim, Sosal HaPidim, so the blind people can see, and the deaf people can hear. Kolham! So Moshe Rabbeinu's weakness was also cured. But other Rishonim say, other Midrashim say, it's not so. He remained a Kvat family on board. And when he spoke with the people on personal things, he was by that Kvat there. In order that it should be clear to the people that it was Shechina Medad there, as we talk on.
How do you know about the